From Zebulon, North Carolina, Five County Stadium, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball, live on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network. Hi, everyone. Mitchell Speltz back with you on this Thursday night, just 30 minutes east of the capital of North Carolina. We get set for game three of this six-game series. Augusta taking on the Carolina Mudcats as they look to get their first win of this series and snap a two-game losing streak after a heartbreaking defeat yesterday. Bounced back from a 14-1 loss on Tuesday with a nail-biter yesterday after a two-run homer by Connor Blair. Tied the game at three in the eighth, but a walk-off win for the Mudcats. Zach Robbie, an RBI single to right field, scored the winning run and gave Carolina a 4-3 win. The Mudcats stay red hot. They've won three in a row, and now Augusta trying to avoid their longest losing streak of the season by sending one of their most reliable arms to the mound tonight in Landon Leach. The right-hander will make his fifth start of the season. The sinker baller has been as reliable as any pitcher in the rotation for the Green Jackets. Edwin Jimenez will be his opponent on the mound. The two right-handers will square off as the Mudcats look to take the first three games of this series here from Five County Stadium. Augusta trying to get back in it with a win here tonight. We're just getting started here on the On Deck Show, presented to you by TaxSlayer. When we return, we'll take our drive around the league, presented by EasyGo on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants a refund. Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Next show built by TaxSlayer continues from Five County Stadium here in Zebulon, North Carolina. Mudcats and Green Jackets, game number three as we check out our drive around the league. Presented to you by EasyGo. One doubleheader today. Game one of it is finished up as Lynchburg defeats Fredericksburg 10-7. It's been a little bit of a struggle lately for the Fred Nats, who got off to such a great start. They have now lost three games in a row, and their lead in the North Division is down to just one game, with Lynchburg and Carolina just one game behind. Game two coming up later. Lynchburg won game one 10-7 earlier. Also coming up later on today, down east is at Kannapolis. Delmarva is on the road to take on the Columbia Fireflies. Salem is hosting Myrtle Beach. Pelicans put 24 runs on the board last night. And what a week it has been for the Pelicans. Fayetteville is at Charleston. That game also begins at 7:05. Atlanta Braves affiliates today. The Major League Club is off. They will host the Milwaukee Brewers for a three-game series. The affiliates of the Carolina Mudcats, the team they're playing right now. Gwinnett is hosting the Charlotte Knights. That's of the Chicago White Sox organization. Mississippi is at home against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. And the Greenville against the Greenville Drive. Those are the affiliates of the Boston Red Sox. We'll take another break here on the On Deck Show. We'll come back and we will get you the starting lineups for game three between the Green Jackets and the Mudcats on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
About 7 minutes away from the opening pitch, game three between the Augusta Green Jackets and the Carolina Mudcats. Green Jackets are looking for their first win of the series. Mudcats have won the first two. A lopsided win on Tuesday walked off the Green Jackets last night. Here are the game three lines presented to you by SRP. First for your Augusta Green Jackets, who are 12-11 on the season. They are currently four games back of Myrtle Beach in the South Division of the Carolina League. Nestor Perez is their first-year manager, and they are the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Leading off at second base, bench second, shortstop Cal Conley. Brandel Mesquita bats third. He's in right field. Doing the catching and batting fourth, Adam Zabrowski. Stephen Polini in the five spot. He's in center field. At first base today, batting sixth, Braulio Vasquez. Batting seventh, third baseman Caleb Durbin. Brandon Parker bats eighth. He's in left field. And in the ninth spot, designated hitter Connor Blair. Again for Augusta, it's Quintero, Conley, Mesquita, Zabrowski, Polini, Vasquez, Durbin, Parker, and Blair. Landon Leach is the starting pitcher for Augusta, making his fifth start in the year. He is 1-1 with a 2.75 earned run average. And now for the Carolina Mudcats, they are 13-10 this season, a game back of first place in the North Division of the Carolina League, only a game back of Fredericksburg. They are led by first-year manager in Carolina, Victor Estevez, and they are the single-A affiliates of the Milwaukee Brewers. Leading off today is the right fielder, Henry Mendez. Batting second, center fielder, Jackson Chorio. In the three spot, designated hitter, Eduardo Garcia. Batting cleanup is the first baseman, Jesus Chirinos. Batting fifth in catching, Jefferson Caro. Hedbert Perez is in the sixth spot. He's in left field. Batting seventh, shortstop, Jeremy Vargas. Zach Robbie bats eighth, yesterday's hero for Carolina. He is at second base. And in the ninth spot, third baseman, Luis Silva. One more time for the Mudcats, Mendez, Chorio, Garcia, Chirinos, Caro, Perez, Vargas, Robbie, and Silva. Edwin Jimenez, the 20-year-old right-hander from Caracas, Venezuela, will make the start for the Mudcats. This will be his fifth appearance, fourth start. He has an ERA of 4. Now for tonight's umpiring crew behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Jared Molman. Elliot Melton is on the base paths to represent tonight's two-man umpiring crew from Five County Stadium. Now for the injury report presented by Augusta University Health. Currently, three Green Jackets are on the injured list. Ben Thompson, right-handed pitcher out of the bullpen, bit of a thumb injury. And Adam Shoemaker, the left-handed pitcher, who's also a starter. He is currently on the shelf as well. Those are the three Green Jackets currently on the seven-day injured list. We'll take a break, come back, get you geared up for Game 3. Mudcats, Green Jackets, here on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
We're ready to roll here from Five County Stadium, Zebulon, North Carolina. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Game 3 of 6. Green Jackets looking for their first win in this 6-game set. Dropped a tough heartbreaker last night, 4-3 after a nice comeback effort. And now they look to steer the ship here in Zebulon tonight. They'll be facing the right-hander Edwin Jimenez from Caracas, Venezuela. The right-hander pitched well in the start last time out on the 26th of April, about a week ago. Picked up a no decision, a 6-inning outing, struck out 6 with 4 walks, 3 earned runs allowed. It was a quality start for Jimenez, his first of the season. Has tossed a total of 11 innings over his last 2. And he is on the mound today for Carolina. Here's the lineup for Nestor Perez's Augusta Green Jackets. A little different today. Geraldo Quintero leads it off, followed by Cal Conley and Randall Mesquita in the middle. Adam Zabrowski, Stephen Paulini, and Braulio Vasquez in there for the first time. And the bottom 3 are Caleb Durbin, Brandon Parker, and Connor Blair. Defense tonight for the Mudcats. Heber Perez is in left field with Jackson Chorio in center. Hendry Mendez is the right fielder. Luis Silva playing the hot corner over at third base. The shortstop is Jeremy Vargas. Zach Robbie is at second base with Jesus Torinos over at first. Catcher is Jefferson Carroll back on the plate after DHing last night. And we are ready to get it started, as Geraldo Quintero makes his way to the batter's box. And what is an overcast evening for baseball. A little cooler than it was the last couple of nights. Going to be in the high 60s. Drop down to the mid to lower part as we progress through the night. Righty and lefty to start. First pitch to Geraldo is up and in, and away we go on this Thursday night, right on schedule, 7 o'clock p.m., 68 degrees at first pitch. The 1-0 pitch is just outside, says home plate umpire Jared Molman. Elliot Melton on the base pass tonight as the umpiring crew. Two balls and no strikes to Geraldo Quintero. Here it comes, and that one is on the outside corner. It took a little off at 89. It's two balls and one strike. Mudcats have gotten some good pitching from their starters here in this series. Is a strike. Two balls and two strikes as he dropped a changeup down the middle. Ryan Moore, the starter, quality outing for him. Went six innings, a one-run baseball. 2-2 pitch. Quintero, a tomahawk grounder to second base. Moving over is Zach Robbie. He'll flip it on to first. And Quintero for the first out, a 4-3 putout. And there's one away for Cal Conley. Green Jackets in the road gray uniforms with the green numbers, black trim, and the black ball caps. It is the specialty Poscados de Carolina uniforms for the Cinco de Mayo celebration here from Five County Stadium as the first pitch is inside of the switch hitting Conley, and it's 1-0. So pink uniforms with blue sleeves and white ball caps with pink brim. I dig it. 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss, and it's 1-1. By Los Pescados de Carolina. Pescado is fish. I learned that before the game today. 1-1 pitch is high. It's 2-1. My Spanish is not very good. Had to look that one up on Google Translate. And had it confirmed also here before the game. But love the uniforms, though. Two balls and one strike to Cal Conley. And the pitch is a strike. As he threw him a bender on the inside corner. It's 2-2. To Cal Conley, reached three times last night. Did not have a hit, however. Two walks and got hit by a pitch in the opening inning. 2-2, a wave and a foul back to the netting. Headed in our general direction as we sit way up top here at Five County Stadium, about four levels high. Not a great view for the ball game, though. And what is going to be mostly a clear night, again, overcast, and it's been that way mostly all day as Conley takes one just off the outside corner, saw it well. As he tried to backdoor slider, and the count goes full. A nice cooler day. So some sweatshirts on. 3-2. Conley liner to center. Going in. Now going back is Chorio, and he can't make the catch. He misplayed it. It'll go to the deepest part in center field. Conley on his way for third. The throw goes in. Not in time. And Cal Conley has a belly flop triple. Nice little dive to third to cap it off, and Chorio charged in on that one right away, but that was a mistake. Had to go back on it, and by the time as it sailed over his head, it's the second triple of the series for Augusta. First hit for Cal Conley, and he has been due for one of those. He has struck the ball well all series long, and over the last week, gets rewarded there. He's at third base now for Brandol Mesquita. Augusta trying to strike first here in the opening inning tonight. Infield back for Carolina. First pitch to Mesquita. It's fouled back to the netting. And it's 0-1. But Chorio has been so good in center field this whole series. That was the first mistake he's made. And he is a very anxious outfielder, very anxious player overall. Brings a lot of energy. But that one just a bit of a misplay. Couldn't recover on that one. No balls and one strike to pitch to Mesquita. Sprayed foul to the right side. Out of play. And it's quickly nothing and two. Green Jackets have scored first in both of these games in the series. Both of their runs first have come in the third inning. However, Carolina has gone on runs following that. Costa had a comeback effort last night thanks to an eighth inning home run by Connor Blair. The 0-2 again. Mesquita takes it up and away. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes to Brandol Mesquita. Comes into this game, Ryan, a seven-game hitting streak that is one below his current season high of eight. Had that snapped about a week and a half ago. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a jam shot floater that will be staying in the infield and caught on the right center grass, shallow by Zach Robbie, and Mesquita is out. Got challenged inside by a fastball and got sawed off, and it just wasn't able to get past Robbie. Had plenty of time to catch up to it. Two away now for Adam Zabrowski. Nothing game, but an early run stands at third base for Augusta after the one-out triple by Cal Conley. Had an RBI yesterday, did Zabrowski, batting that cleanup role. First pitch to him is on the inside corner. Starts him with a changeup, one ball, no strikes. Yeah, the triple that came for Augusta in this series was off Rolo. Quintero's bat. It also came as a one-out triple in the 0-1 pitch. Zabrowski chased one in the dirt. Another good breaking ball from Jimenez, and it's 0-2. And he's gone to a steady dose of the changeup slider combo here in the first inning. You don't see that a whole lot. It's mostly established that fastball first time through or first inning and then work in the breaking stuff, but he's going right to the spinners. Count is 0-2. Jimenez deals, and Zabrowski lets one right outside. A hook from Jimenez, one ball, two strikes. That's one thing he's done well here in the early going. He's gotten ahead of most of the batters he's faced. As Zabrowski down 1-2. Conley a big lead off of third, not being held on. 1-2 pitch. Zabrowski lets another one go away. Fastball tailing away at 93. Backhanded by Caro to catcher. 2-2. Something Augusta's been very good at, scoring in the first inning. Trying to spot an early lead for Landon Leach. 2-2. Zabrowski takes one in the dirt. From 0-2 down, he's got a full boat on him now as he's taking three good tempting pitches. And a lot of hitters will chase after, especially that last one. And a slider that just dies in the dirt. And it looks like it's going to be knee-high. Saw it well. And it's 3-2. Jimenez has set the belt, kicks and throws, and he missed down low. Four straight outside the zone after he got up on Zabrowski, and he will work the walk. Runners on the corners now for Stephen Paulini and two outs. A triple and now a walk, and now Paulini going to try and put Augusta on the board. Despite scoring first in a lot of games this year for Augusta, this is their 24th game of the year. They have scored first in 16 of them. However, they're 6-10 in those games, including the last two nights they have lost. They've scored in the first inning 8 times. Big lead for Conley off third as the first pitch is up tight as it missed in. As Paulini backs out, one ball, no strikes. Batting from the left-hand side, Conley is about halfway down the line. He is not being held on by Silva, who is playing more shortstop. The 1-0, Paulini takes a ball just a bit low. Six straight balls now, and that will draw Caro to the mound, the catcher, to go talk with him. And last, you know, six straight outside the zone, that's when your confidence might get a little shaky, and if you're Stephen Paulini, you're in a very good hitter's count, might get something to hit here, looking for a fastball to punch into the outfield. What is the first mound visit today used by Carolina? And ground out and an infield pop-up off the bat of Brandel Mesquita has 2 outs, but a triple and a walk has something stirring here for Augusta. The 2-0. Paulini takes one low. Big slider from Jimenez, and now 7 straight outside the zone, and he's in danger of loading up the bases. Braulio Vasquez waits next for Augusta. 0-0, top of the first with 2 outs. Here it comes, and Paulini swings away and pops it up. Shallow left center field, going back on it is Vargas. He'll be called off by Hedbert Perez, who makes the catch. And the Green Jackets come up empty in the top of the first. So Jimenez on a 3-0 pitch gets Paulini to pop out, and he strands a couple. As we go to inning, bottom half of inning number one, it's Augusta 0, Carolina coming up. Landon Leach toes the slab, and we return on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $8.34 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details.
Augusta, 0-0 our score. Bottom of the first, Green Jackets trying a couple. in the top half of this inning. Now Leach is on for his fifth start of the year. The right-hander from Toronto, Ontario, Canada is making his fifth start of the year. Earned his first win last time out against Delmarva back on the 29th of April. 5 2/3 innings. Gave up a couple of runs on six hits, three strikeouts. Yeah, that's the only quality start this year for Augusta. Did that against Fayetteville the time prior. He will face off with Carolina Mudcats. It looks like this. Hendry Mendez in the batter's box. He'll lead it off. Jackson Chorio, Eduardo Garcia behind him. In the middle, Jesus Chirinos, Jefferson Caro, Hedbert Perez, Jeremy Vargas, Zach Robbie, Luis Silva. The bottom three for Carolina. First pitch, swinging away, and into left center field it goes for Mendez as he wastes no time against Landon Leach with a sharp signal into the gap. So quickly, Mendez is aboard. First action for him since Tuesday. Played half of the game before being removed. So he's on. Defense tonight for Augusta behind Leach. It's Brandon Parker in left field today. Stephen Paulini's in center with Brandel Mesquita in right. Caleb Durbin at third base with Cal Conley at short. Geraldo Quintero starting over at second. With Braulio Vasquez getting the call at first base. Adam Zabrowski, the battery mate for Landon Leach. Putting the signs down. Leach will look in and deals to the two-hitter, which is Jackson Chorio today, and he fires in a slider to get ahead of him. No balls, one strike, and if you've been with us throughout the year, you know Landon Leach is very good at getting the ball on the ground. Got a 3-1 ground ball to air ball ratio as he fires over to first. Close play, but just getting back in was Mendez. A quick snap throw by Leach. So for every four outs, three of them have been on the ground, so nearly 75%. Of the outs for Leach when they are put in play. Strikeouts have been there for him also. He's got 19 of them. 0-1. A swing and a foul by Chorio as he reached across for one as it goes out of play. One ball, one strike. So if there's a guy who can help himself in this spot, it is Landon Leach. He used the double play ball to his advantage last time out against Delmarva as he got two of them for Augusta. Break-even pitch. He is lined to the left, moving over Parker. He's not going to get to it as he will cut it off. Mendez on his way to third. On his way to second is Chorio. That's where the throw goes, but it's not going to be in time. It's a double for Chorio, and now second and third. Nobody out for Carolina. Good piece of hitting by Chorio. It was 0-2 with that count that time, and he was able to make a mistake pitch that was on the outer part and drive it to left field. Parker cut it off. If he doesn't do that, that's a run. But the whole time, Chorio thinking too, and that's where the throw went. Had a better shot there, and he ends up with the double. And now two on, nobody out for Eduardo Garcia. Leach in some early trouble. First pitch is bounced up the middle. This will get the run home as Quintero goes to first. Garcia's out there. Mendez will score. Chorio does not move up. As the infield more playing back, it's early. They'll concede the run, just looking for the out there. And Augusta will take it, so will Carolina, as they have the first run tonight. An RBI for Garcia, something in particular he has been incredible at for Carolina. That's his 20th RBI of the season as he leads Carolina in that department. And now here is Jesus Chirinos, starting in the cleanup spot here tonight for the Mudcats. Righty-righty, first pitch is a little low. A sinker from Leach, and it's 1-0. I'm trying to limit the damage here in this opening inning, and you're normally never going to see the infield coming in the first inning situation. You just are looking for outs at this point. You got plenty of game left. Just trying to limit the damage more than anything. 1-0 pitch is in there on the outside corner. Another sinker from Leach. Of course, if you get the opportunity to go home, you'll do it. And there's a bit of a late break for home for Mendez, but considering it was hit a little softer, with Quintero playing back, he knew he had plenty of time to score, and he did. 1-1. A check swing, laid off one down away, but that's where Zabrowski wanted it. A changeup that time from Leach, first time he's gone to it. With the fastball sinker combo, and also uses the slider and changeup. 2-1. A little tapper towards third. This one is going to be tough play, barehanded by Durbin, and there won't be one. Only chance Augusta had on that one is if it went foul. It did not, as it had some inward spin going down the line. And Durbin with a bare hand to pump, but no throw. And runners on the corners now for Carolina for Jefferson Caro. Their third hit of the inning off Landon Leach. That's just tough luck right there. Almost a swinging bunt. And ends up working the favor of Chirinos. Now Leach would love the double play ball, but got a tough customer at the plate. in Caro. You're starting to put it together. He's done a lot of impressive things. No homers, 11 driven in with a .253 average, but I love what his bat has done so far here in the early portion. Yeah, the first pitch slider is down and away, ball one. Top prospect in the Milwaukee Brewers farm system is Caro. He comes in as their number five man in the MLB pipeline rankings. Open stance on the right side. Here's the 1-0. A swing and a miss. Good sinker that time from Leach as he came in on him. Good downward movement, got him on top of it. One ball, one strike. A very impressive hitting catcher with a big arm as well. Hasn't really been tested much in the base stealing department. He DH'd last night. 1-1 pitch is hammered to deep left. This one is trouble, and it is gone. A three-run homer for Jefferson Caro, and it's 4-0 Carolina. And right on cue, it's his first home run of the season, and Augusta faces a first-inning deficit as Caro smacks one out of here by plenty of distance over the left field wall. And that immediately brings Mike Steed out to the mound to talk with Leach, who is getting knocked around for the first time in a while. And this is a Carolina team that can really swing it, folks. They got four top prospects of the Brewers in their lineup, and that's one of them right there, perhaps the top, and he got all of that one. Parker went back a few steps, but almost no shot, and that's something you don't see a whole lot from Landon Leach either, a guy who specializes in getting the ball on the ground. You rarely see opponents drive him like that. But that one just left up in the zone, and Caro, a good swing to get it out of here. So now four hits in the innings have led to four runs for the Mudcats, and it has been a tough series for Augusta scoring runs, so the last thing you want to do is fall behind early. And again, we got plenty of time left, folks. Only in the first inning, Augusta has rallied before on a couple of occasions. Here's Edward Perez. First pitch is down, 1-0. He's trying now to get into his rhythm, working quickly to Perez as he swings through a breaking ball down. A slider well put, and Perez swung through it. One ball, one strike. Really coming back now. 1-1 is just off the outside corner. Two balls and one strike. But sometimes for a pitcher, it's all about getting through that first inning. Then you start to settle in. 2-1 pitch is just off the outside edge. 3-1. Offensive numbers for both of these teams pretty similar entering, but Carolina has taken off in a big way over the last few nights as Perez takes one outside. It's a 5-pitch walk. And the trouble continues for Landon Leach is, again, now in a spot where he'd love to get a double play ball. Now, it was only his 17th pitch of the inning, and he's throwing more than half of them for strikes, but the ones that have been, Carolina has jumped all over. They have one double in this game already. Mudcats pace the Carolina League now at 46 of them on the season. Their 12th of the series, excuse me, on the one earlier this inning as there's a strike, and it's 0-1. That came off the bat of Jackson Chorio. And they're impressing the boss here today. The 0-1, a chopper foul on the third base side, 0-2. Their general manager and president of baseball operations, David Stearns, is in attendance here today. Certainly bringing out the extra enthusiasm in the bats, at least early on for Carolina. As action has begun in the Augusta bullpen, snap throw over to first, dives back in. As Sterling Rodriguez has begun playing catch for the Augusta Green Jackets. He's trying to work his way through this inning. The 0-2 pitch is down low, and it's 1-2. It's a good miss, though. It's a place you want to put that. The Jeremy Vargas, who is making his second start of the series, made an appearance back on Tuesday. Another thrower by Leach. Close play, but back again is Perez over there. He's maximized his lead. Leach can fire it over one more time. Vargas was 0-3 with a walk back in Tuesday's 14-1 win for Carolina. 1-2, he goes, and a swing and a foul. Perez had a big jump, and he will round the base and head back. Two strikes, no choice for Vargas. He's got to stay alive. Now, trying to get himself a second base is Perez as he looks to break up that possible double play opportunity, especially with two strikes. The ball gets put in play. One ball and two strikes. Leach kicks and throws. A wave and another foul. Stays one and two. And Leach a little frustrated on the mound. Just cannot get that third strike on him. I guess it's been very good, especially as of late, getting the innings they need out of their starters, especially so in the Delmarva series. A lot of five-inning starts. A 1-2 is down, away, and it gets under the glove of Zabrowski. It took a tough hop on him. Up to second base goes Hedbert Perez. Now he's in scoring position. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Vargas. Leach has been as good as anybody on the mound for Augusta, but Carolina has been an exception so far. All of their hits have been line drives or the homer. That's the one ground ball out so far for Landon as they are getting under his pitches. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A liner to center. That's a base hit. Going to come in and score, and it's 5-0 Mudcats. RBI single on a 7-pitch at-bat to Jeremy Vargas, and it's now 5-0. It has been a nightmare first inning for Landon Leach and the Green Jackets. He's trying to find any way out of this inning. And this has been an inning where you mostly just tip your cap to Carolina. I mean, they have put the ball in play. They've taken advantage of mistakes. Throw over to first. The close one, but back is Vargas. Got leaning a little bit. And again, this is a team that can really hit. And they had a little bit of a slow start, but now this is a team that's moving to the top of the Carolina League very quickly as the pitch is a ball down and away to Zach Robbie. And now they've won three games in a row. They're a game back of Fredericksburg, who's hit the skids. They've lost three in a row, and now the Mudcats in position to possibly tie them by night's end. 1-0 pitch, that one low again. Big slider from Leach. He didn't chase it. It's 2-0. As a ball enters from the bullpen. And you got the different bullpen. You got it on the side of the field, which is certainly not out of the ordinary, especially at these minor league ballparks, but the pitcher is throwing towards the outfield. Normally it's flipped around and you're throwing towards the field of play. 2-0 pitch. Robbie fouled one back, and it's 2-1. I talked with some folks here really throughout the week. They've been a little surprised how slow the offensive started. I mean, they didn't expect to hit as many home runs as they have in this series just because of the way the ballpark plays, but the doubles has picked up, and now after that home run, they have three of them in the series as Robbie fouls one back, and it's 2-2. But the expectation the whole time is, now this team was going to start hitting at some point. They're just too talented, 1-9, to not. And their average that was not too long ago, around 220, is now over 240. They have moved up quickly now to the top four of the Carolina League as Robbie takes one up and in, and the count goes full. Now what was setting up for a start where this might be his only inning. Three-two, runner goes. A swing and a miss. Zabrowski down to second. The throw is going to be there. It's a strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. So Landon Leach gets a little help from his backstop as Zabrowski throws out Vargas to end the inning. He picks up the strikeout of Robbie. However, an eight-batter, five-run frame for the Mudcats, and they lead it 5-0 as we go to the second inning here from Zebulon on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Some early work to do for Augusta. It's 5-0 Carolina on top in the top of the second inning. Mudcats strike for 5 runs on 5 hits, including a 3-run homer by Jefferson Carroll back in the first inning. And now Ambrolio Vanez, who got himself a nice long break in the dugout. 6-7-8 due up for Augusta, down 5-0. First pitch coming is up and in. 1 ball, no strikes. Again, folks, we got a long way to go. Green Jackets' largest come-from-behind win is 4 runs. That was in their first home game against Fayetteville. 1-0 pitch. Vasquez lofts one to left. This will be playable for Hedbert Perez, and he'll make the catch. And that's out number one. Nice, easy swing. Gave it a ride, but a lazy fly. Caught, and there is one away for Durbin. Second put away for Hedbert Perez out in left field. Got a couple runners on the first inning, a triple by Cal Conley and a walk to Zabrowski as Durbin shows bunt and pops it up towards third, and it will be caught by the third baseman, Silva. If that hits the deck, Durbin might beat that out. He has great speed, but Jimenez, or I should say Silva, had a great jump at third. Once he showed bunt, he was charged in, and it made the difference as he caught it just before it hit the turf. And there are two away just like that for Brandon Parker. It's a great idea, though. Durbin doesn't have a bunt hit this year, but if there's one guy who can leg it out, it's him. First pitch to Parker is a strike as he dots the eye on the outside corner. But there's an art to bunting for a hit. It's about charging almost towards first and dropping it down the third base side. 0-1 pitch. Parker sprays it foul as they'll get over the right field seats. 0-2. But it's all about charging to first and moving that direction while the bunt is being put down. Gives you that extra head start. 0-2 pitch. Parker lets it sail high. 1-2. As Starlin Rodriguez continues to toss in the Green Jacket bullpen, he might have the second. Landon Leach threw 30 pitches in the first inning. 1-2 pitch. Parker takes a call at strike 3. Jimenez nails the outside corner, and he quickly puts down the Green Jackets in straight order. In the top of the second, an inning and a half complete from Five County Stadium. It's the Mudcats 5, Green Jackets nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
And Starlin Rodriguez, some early relief work tonight for Augusta as he's in for Landon Leach. Here in the second inning, as Starlin is on to work for what will be his 4th appearance of the year. He has It'll be his sixth appearance. Check that. He's 0-1 on the year. This is his all six appearances have been in relief this year. He has required, he has put up two saves this year, two holds, 11 strikeouts and six walks for Sterling, as he will get 9-1-2 in the Mudcats order, starting with Luis Silva, Henry Mendez, and Jackson Chorio. As Rodriguez working from the stretch, first pitch coming is down low, and it's 1-0. This is comfortable, and he has gone long relief plenty of times here about a month through the season. Has covered 2+ in all previous five, as the pitch is a strike, and it's 1-1. Yeah, nice bounce back effort last time against Delmarva. A couple innings, two strikeouts and two walks. 1-1. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 92, and it's 1-2. His toughest outing was against Fayetteville, and that's really kind of wrecked his ERA at 7.62, but that's kind of the tough life of being a relief pitcher. 1-2 is a call. Strike three as he drops one right on the outside corner. A changeup from a Sterling Rodriguez, and an about face for Luis Silva, and there is one away for Henry Mendez. But if you have one bad outing as a relief pitcher, it almost takes a full season's worth of good work to get that back to a respectable spot. So when you look at an ERA for a reliever, there's not a whole lot of face value to that. You really have to look at it and take the context of what they've done in each individual outing, as the first pitch to Mendez is in the dirt. 1-0 to the lefty right fielder. And Rodriguez has had some good ones. And he's going to have some extended work. They're going to ride his arm as far as he can go. As the 1-0 pitch is a strike, 1-1. There's 30 pitches, an inning, and eight batters for Landon Leach. And you tip your cap to the Mudcats. They hit him hard in that opening inning with five hits. 1-1. Mendez, a check swing, strike anyway as he backdoors a breaking ball, 1-2. Now, when you get in that 30-pitch range for a single inning, that's when you kind of hit the danger zone, and you don't want to go too much further than that. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a liner foul. That'll scream its way into the seats. That's 1-2. Also, you consider the fact the Green Jackets went down very quickly in the second order, so you talk about a bunch of stress on your arm in a very individual amount of time, and then you have to go right back out there. 1-2 pitch is down in the dirt, 2-2. But well, we'll see if Rodriguez and the Augusta offense can pick up their starter a little bit, right? Leach has been as good as any. It's going deep into ball. Two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez set the belt, kicks and throws. And he missed inside as he backed out Mendez. And the count goes full. And a 5-0 Carolina lead, bottom of the second inning. And a cloudy, overcast night from Zebulon, North Carolina. 3-2 pitch is high. He lost him. Got up on him, but Mendez battles from 1-2 back to work the walk in a 7-pitch battle. First base runner of the inning, and here is Jackson Chorio. Zebulon about a half hour east, maybe a little less, from the capital city of Raleigh. And now Rodriguez on the hunt for a double play ball as he faces Jackson Chorio, who had a double in the first inning. First pitch to him is in the dirt, backhanded by Zabrowski. He's starting with a big hook, 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me. Chorio had a sharp hit to left field and was cut off by Parker, but long enough where Chorio was able to make it a second. Rodriguez fires over to first. Back with the dive is Mendez. And Augusta, something about this ballpark against this team trying to figure out. Got swept here on all six of their games here last year. 0-2 to start this series. 1-0 pitch. Chorio, a monster cut and a foul back. It's 1-1. And prior history, at least doing the research that I did and talking with Greg Young, who's been the Mudcats broadcaster for a while here, as those were the first six meetings ever between these two teams last year. And, of course, when you factor in the two defeats, Augusta is 0-8 all time against the Carolina Mudcats. Break-even pitch, a jam shot pop-up into shallow right field. Going back, Geraldo Quintero. He'll make the call and the catch as he looks back Mendez to first, and there are two away. And the Mudcats used to be an affiliate of the Braves. Green Jackets affiliation with Atlanta didn't start until last year officially. They were longtime members of the Red Sox in the early 2000s and then the Giants for about a decade, and now look. Eduardo Garcia now bats. A throw over again by Rodriguez. A little high, brought down by Vasquez. And the Mudcats have been in the Carolina League for a while, and Augusta has been longtime members of the South Atlantic League. And now joining in the Carolina side of it. First pitch coming, a wave and a floater to left. Parker went back, now charges in as he circles underneath. He'll make the catch, and that's a scoreless inning of work for a Sterling Rodriguez. Gives up a one-out walk, but that is all. And we go to the third inning here from Five County Stadium. It's the Mudcats 5, Green Jackets nothing on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hi, this is Stephen Paolini with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Good work for Sterling Rodriguez and his first inning relief. Puts down the Mudcats and four batters, and now the Green Jacket bats looking to start up their rally a little bit here in the third inning. They're down 5-0 as Connor Blair is set to lead it off against Edwin Jimenez, the right-hander for the Carolina Mudcats. Mitchell Speltz with you from Five County Stadium. So it has been a very looking for their first win ever here. As mentioned last inning, Mudcats have never been to Augusta. Lake Olmsted, of course, never SRP Park. SRP Park just assembled in 2018. This is the first time, going back to last year, and these two teams have been in the same league. And even Lake Olmsted and Augusta, Georgia, that was longstanding for a while, never been there either. See if Augusta's got a comeback in him as we play in the top of the third inning. Jimenez against Connor Blair. First pitch is upstairs for ball one. Connor Blair brought the punch in the eighth inning last night with his first homer of the year. And a 2-2 pitch, two outs to tie the game at three. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a foul back off the mitt of the catcher, Caro, and it's 1-1. And it came in a clutch spot, too. Connor Blair just took one on a good take off the outside edge to the pitch prior to that to force the 2-2 count. Also fouled off a pitch in that at bat as well as he swings through the 1-1, and it's 1-2. And it's all about giving yourself that extra life in the at bat, and then you take advantage of the mistake pitches. And he hit one over the left field wall to tie it. 1-2 pitch. Blair swinging a miss. Jimenez gets him on four pitches with a fastball at 91 miles an hour. That is his second K of the night, and there is one away for Geraldo Quintero. Blair's home run was the 12th different Green Jacket to hit one this year. Augusta's got 15 as a team. As currently middle of the pack, Fredericksburg leads everyone in that department. As a little half swing that goes floating into right center field, that's going to get down. A base hit for Geraldo Quintero. He'll take that about a half swing that stopped right as it got to the middle of home plate, but had some distance to it. Hit a good 150 feet into the outfield. And he is aboard at first base. Second hit for Augusta tonight. The one prior to Quintero is at the plate. And a triple by Cal Conley in the first inning. First pitch to Cal is fouled back to the netting. He has a switch hitting shortstop. Is down 0-1. See if Cal Conley can build off his triple. It was his first hit of the series, but the past couple of nights. Three homers, he's driven in eight. Quintero, good lead off of first. Here's the 0-1, and it's way up high. Ben's Conley back. One ball, one strike. Don't need to get it all back here. You get a run or two, you start feeling a little better about yourself. Oh, Jimenez from the stretch looks to first. There goes Quintero. Pitches down and away. Fires to second is Caro, and his throw is laid. A foot-first slide by Quintero gets him into second base. And what is a stolen base for him? Augusta stole three bags last night. We're 3-for-3, and now Quintero nabs one here in the third inning. Puts himself into scoring position as Conley now up in the count, 2-1. A good pitch to throw on. That was a good toss down by Caro to second base as well, especially considering the pitch. Down and away, had to reach for it. 2-1, a swing and a drive, deep to right. If it's fair, it's trouble, and it is a hit, home run. Late signal, but it's out of here. A homer for Cal Conley, his fourth of the year. Never saw that one come down. I lost that one, but the home plate umpire, Jaron Mulman, saw it all the way through, and Augusta's right back in this game on a two-run blast by Cal Conley. He was staring at it all the way down the line, just needed to make sure it was fair. Got it well over the top of the foul pole, which made it a lot more difficult to tell. Got a two-run homer for Conley, and it's 5-2. And say, that one disappeared on me. That one had some real hang time to it. But it is fair. It looked like it was going to be fair. And now Brandel Mesquita bats. First pitch is inside to him. And it's 1-0, no strikes. And how about it for Cal Conley? A triple in his first at bat, now a two-run homer. Fourth long ball of the year for Conley as the 1-0 pitch. The Mesquita jams him as it goes back behind home plate. Caro trips over the umpire, but it's not going to matter as he goes back into the seating area, 1-1. But that's something that makes Cal Conley such an intriguing prospect to the Braves organization. He's a top 30 guy by both Baseball America. Mesquita takes a ball just off the outside, 2-1. But if you have a shortstop who can feel the position as well as Conley does, he's got a big arm, he's very quick, good footwork, 2-1. Mesquita takes one down, then 3-1. And then you also consider his power swing, and you look at the average right now, and of course, not as appealing as it looks, but Conley hit the ball hard a lot. 3-1 pitch, Mesquita pops it up to first. This will go into the outfield as Zach Robbie, the second baseman, calls him off, and he'll make the catch in front of his right fielder, Mendez, for out number two. Right when Jimenez was about to walk Mesquita, he gets him on a pop-up on a good pitch inside. As Mesquita tried to belt that one, he's now 0-for-2 today. Second time he's popped out to Zach Robbie. Now here's Adam Zabrowski. But there are not many power-hitting shortstops out there. There just aren't. There are some. First pitch is off the outside corner, 1-0. The Brewers might have one, and Willie Adames, he hit two home runs today, and he's been on quite the tear over the week. I think he's up to 8 home runs now. 1-0, a chopper foul behind home, 1-1. Look at a guy like Marcus Semien, maybe, with the Texas Rangers. Guy who's got that home run power. Xander Bogaerts of Boston, but there aren't a whole lot of them. 1-1 pitch is on the inside corner, 1-2. Just kind of the nature of the position and how these guys are built. They're not really built to hit 40 homers in a season. 1-2 pitch is a blast to left field. Zabrowski gives one a ride, and that one is off the top of the wall. Zabrowski digging for second. He's going to go back halfway there. That's a good choice. Otherwise, he would have been thrown out by Hedbert Perez, and that is one of the longest singles you will see this season. SRP Park, that's a homer. Not here, though. We've seen plenty of homers here the last few nights, including already tonight with two of them, one for each team. But that's a 25-foot wall you got to clear. 330 to left, 400 to straightaway center, and 385 in the gaps. And in addition to that, you got 300-some down the right field line where Conley hit his as the first pitch is up and in to Stephen Paolini. Most of the time, line drives are not going to fly out of here or that part of the yard. You got to really elevate it. 1-0, no strikes to Paolini. 5-2 Carolina in the top of the third inning. Pitch to Paolini is skied foul to the left side. And that one will reach the seats. That's surprising, but the way this ballpark is played, both teams have contributed multiple home runs in the series. 5 combined. 1-1. Paolini lets one sail above the letters, 2-1. Down by 3 now, and now it's going to be contingent on keeping the bats going and the pitching keeping the deficit at where it is. Currently at 3 runs. 2-1. Paolini lets one drop in the dirt. It'll skip away from Caro and up to second base goes Adam Zabrowski. Caro tried to play it on a bounce, but it kept kicking around off his cleat. And never could gather it cleanly as Zabrowski moves to second, so he didn't get the double. But he does move up to scoring position via the wild pitch, and it's now 3-1 to Pelini. But Braulio Vasquez do next. Mudcats lead 5-2 on 5 first-inning runs. Green Jackets have 2 here in the third inning. The 3-1, Pelini, a bouncing ball. That is a foul ball just barely behind the bag, and the count's going to go full. Trying to bring the tying run to the plate this inning. Augusta does have 4 hits in the game. They're just 1 back of Carolina in that department. But 3 this inning, 2 singles and the homer for Conley. And you could argue they should maybe have a homer, a double, and a single. It's Zabrowski's hit. 3-2 pitch. Pelini a foul back. A little out in front, but a good defensive hack got him a piece. As he will get prepared for pitch number 7. And now some bullpen activity for Carolina as there's some stretching down there. And they've been good at getting some length out of their starters in this series of games. 3-2. Coming in on it is Chorio. Had a good read on it this time as he makes the catch and retires Pelini. But the Green Jackets are on the board and back in this game. A 2-run homer by Cal Conley. It's a 5-2 game as we go to the bottom of the third on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Fans, we've got
your big tax refund. Take a trip, bank it, get that big flat screen TV. Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go.
Premier Networks is the premier.
First run of the games for Augusta comes on a 2-run homer by Cal Conley. It is a 5-2 game. Carolina still on top by 3. As the Sterling Rodriguez gets the middle third for the Mudcats, starting with Jesus Chirinos. As batters in the second, in relief of Landon Leach, who tossed just 1 inning tonight. First pitch coming, a swing and a miss. Came down and in with a good changeup, and Rodriguez gets up in the count. 1 ball and no strikes. Let's keep his momentum going. Guy who's been one of those key middle relief guys for Augusta as Rodriguez misses low this time with a fastball, overthrows one at 92 miles an hour. Just 22 years of age is a Sterling Rodriguez. Brief action for him last year with Augusta as he misses low again, that time with a changeup, 2-1. Most of his work last year was with Augusta, through 23 times, including a couple starts, covered 43 innings, and also picked up 2 saves and 3 tries. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Chirinos out in front of another good changeup from Rodriguez, and it's 2-2. ERA of around 7, though, with Augusta, and again, got knocked around a little bit, but marked out those kinks and now has found some rhythm this year. 2-2 pitch. Bouncer right back to Sterling Rodriguez. He'll hop up the mound and a long underhand toss from about 60 feet away, but he got it there. And that's out number 1. Looked like he didn't know what he wanted to do. He got the ball. He had plenty of time. Did I run it over there? Do I throw it off the mound? Do I go halfway? But he went off the dirt, and then he tossed it from there. Hey, he got enough on it. He got the out. It'll go down as a 1-3. You can keep a track at home, and here's Jefferson Caro with the 3-run homer for Carolina back in the first inning. Rodriguez faces him for the first time. First pitch to him is a big hack and a foul back to the netting, 0-1. I mentioned the general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, also their president of baseball operations, David Stearns, is in attendance here tonight. I assume he's still here, but he was with the team during batting practice today. Watches Brewers pick up a big win over the Cincinnati Reds, beat him 10-5 to sweep that series. 0-1 pitch, Carroll waving a miss. Dropped him down on him, took a little off, and it's 0-2. But the Brewers are now headed to Atlanta. The Braves and Brewers series at Truist Park. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. A win in the dirt, and Zabrowski slaps on a tag, and he's out. And back-to-back, or I should say, strikeout number two for Sterling Rodriguez. Back-to-back outs to begin the sitting, and they are two away now for Hedbert Perez. You look both back at the Brewers and the Braves. Both did an excellent job assembling their teams and both doing it in different ways. Milwaukee's been a team that has really done well developing through their farm system over the last handful of years. And as a small market club, that's almost the way you got to do it. As first pitch to Perez is on the outside corner for strike one. Look at Alex Anthopoulos and the Atlanta Braves. They really kind of rebuilt their whole team, their outfield especially, at the trade deadline, and it worked out for them. All those guys got hot during the postseason run as Rodriguez misses low. It's 1-1. Now, going back to Milwaukee, especially on the pitching front, they have really thrived at developing great pitchers, and a couple of them have made stops here in Carolina. Corbin Burns, last year's Cy Young winner. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. All right, good sinker by Rodriguez. Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta. Was an all-star last year. Same with Devin Williams, their tough reliever, as the 1-2 pitch is hit high in the air to shallow center. Paulini charges in. He'll get there in plenty of time, make the catch, and Sterling Rodriguez has retired five in a row as he puts down the Mudcats in order in the third. Off to the fourth we go. It's Carolina 5, Augusta 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer. Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Belt back with you from Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. It's a 5-2 game, a third of the way home. Here from Five County Stadium, Green Jackets, two runs last inning. See if they can build off that momentum and the way Sterling Rodriguez is coming in relief. He says Jimenez to start. First pitch to Braulio is a little off the outside edge on a hook from Jimenez. It's 1-0. Five runs for the Mudcats in the first inning. If you're picking this up late, Green Jackets got two back on the homer by Conley last frame. That's a pitch to Vasquez. It's rifled to right. Going back on it is Mendez. He reaches up, and he makes the catch up against the fence. Went colliding into it, but he made the snow cone catch as he robs Vasquez of extra bases. Took a wicked turn on him as it was tailing down the line. Mendez came in, then stormed back. And just able to snag it out of the air as he went running into the wall. Able to maintain control and good body control to not collide in that big time as the first pitch to Caleb Durbin's a strike. That's a great defensive play, though, by Mendez, especially charging up against that wall. And able to the 0-1. Durbin a half swing, laid off one in the dirt. They will ask. He did not go, according to Elliot Melton. One ball, one strike, the count. That's a tough one there. That's a hard strike ball that doesn't get the results. A pitch to Durbin is too low, ends 2-1. And now you're starting to see Augusta get some good swings and some good at-bats. And it's Edwin Jimenez getting the ball hard against him. 2-1. Durbin, a hard hit ball to third, scooped up by Silva. Takes his time and throws out Durbin. Hit like a rocket right off his bat, but the third baseman, Silva, didn't even move. He was right where it went. Scooped it up, kind of stared down Durbin a little bit, and fired up the throw to throw him out by a couple of steps. 5-3 on that putout, two away for Brandon Parker. Those are two hard hit balls consecutively that you could argue should be hits, that are not. That's the unfortunate part about baseball as Parker fouls it back and it's 0-1. And that leads to another key thing that really scouts and general managers and, of course, managers as well, hitting coaches, they all look at it. But exit velocity is very key now these days and how hard the ball comes off the bat. 0-1. A foul back, 0-2. You got technology now that tracks that at all ballparks across minor league, major league baseball, and you see it very much enhanced at the major league level. You almost know instantly how hard it was off the bat as soon as it's done. 0-2 pitch, a foul back by Parker, stays 0-2. I bet those last two balls are probably somewhere a little under 100 miles an hour off the bat, and that's very common for the hardest hit ones. Most of the ones with that kind of speed and zip off the bat that are elevated leave the ballpark. 0-2 pitch, Parker right off the end, fouls another one back. His third straight foul. Remains an 0-2 count to Brandon Parker, who struck out against Jimenez back in the second. Not going to start a two-out rally with Connor Blair next here, just a bit inside. The whole infield was convinced they had a third strike as they all took two steps towards the dugout, but Jared Mullman said it was in. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Parker takes one down and in again, and once again, they're walking to the dugout. Doesn't get that inside pitch. He's consistent with it. And those are some good layoffs by Brandon Parker, and now it's 2-2. Here it comes, and Parker takes another one in. Three straight on the inside corner, and three straight times they're walking towards the dugout. Now, I can't blame them totally because these are close pitches, but Brandon Parker, good knowledge of the strike zone. He's not calling it. See if they go there again. 3-2. A swing and a ladder up the middle. A screamer right to the center fielder, Chorio, and he'll make the catch. And that'll do it for the inning. So three very close calls to strike three. Doesn't go the way of Jimenez, but he does get Parker to line out. To end the inning, and we move on to the bottom of the fourth. It's 5-2 Carolina on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSR business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment, because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW.
Bottom of the fourth inning here from Five County Stadium. The home Mudcats lead it 5-2. Try and take the first three games of this series as the lights fully come on. Here from Five County Stadium, very historic ballpark. First pitch is a little low to Jeremy Vargas, the number 7 hitter for the Mudcats. And their specialty pink uniforms tonight for Cinco de Mayo. 1-0 pitch is a ball just off the outside edge. Two balls and no strikes. They are the Los Pescados de Carolina today. Two-0 from Rodriguez is a ball outside. Missed with a sweeping slider. 3-0. So the Fish of Carolina, if I have that right with my Spanish. Not sure where that name originates from, but nice little theme for tonight. The Mudcats. Yeah, the pitch is a strike. Knee high, 3-1 from Rodriguez. Got a couple of mascots here. Muddy Jr. Muddy Jr. is quite the small one, though. No way. He's taller than 5 feet. 3-1 pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. 3-2. You'd have to see him in person, but Muddy Jr. is quite tiny, but very much engaged with the fans. After July got a mascots. 3-2 pitch. A wave and a floating ball to right field. Playable for Brandol Mesquitas. He'll make the catch, tracking underneath it. And Rodriguez comes back to get Vargas for the first out of the fourth inning. Plenty of hang time with a soft little fly ball. The Mesquita in this series had the first couple of nights in center. Stephen Paulini out there tonight with Brandon Parker getting the call on left. Caden Morton, the day off. Here's Zach Robbie, the 8 hitter for Carolina, coming off a big game yesterday as the first pitch is fouled off into the bat to the netting, and it's 0-1. Robbie had 3 hits in the game, including 2 doubles. His third hit was a single, but it won the game for the Mudcats in the bottom of the 9th inning after Augusta rallied to tie it. Robbie, a very good hitter, especially for a guy in the bottom of the order for the Mudcats. He's batting .333. The pitch to him is foul back. And it's quickly a no ball, 2-strike count to Robbie. 2 of his RBIs, though, came last night. Picked one up on his first double. And then had one that won the game in the 9th inning. Draft pick out of the University of Minnesota last year for the Brewers. 0-2 pitch is going to catch the outside corner, and Rodriguez rings the bell on Robbie. Needed just the minimum of 3 pitches to do it. Picks up the backwards K, 3rd and all for Rodriguez, and there are 2 away for Luis Silva.
The third baseman, Luis Silva.
Well spotted pitch, and took a little off that once he put a changeup right on that spot. Luis Silva, the batter, first pitch from Rodriguez. Tails outside with a fastball at 93 miles an hour. One ball, no strikes. As this is looking like one of the best outings for a Sterling Rodriguez so far in the young season for him. And again, he has bounced back very nicely. Got knocked around a little bit a couple outings ago against Fayetteville. But looked much more confident about a week off pitching in the Delmarva series as he misses low to Silva. And count is 2-0. Kind of gives you that time to clear your head and come back. Look at the things that went wrong. And now here he is. Working in long relief as the 2-0 pitch is a little high, and it's 3-0. He's in for Landon Leach, if you're joining us late, who went just one inning tonight through 30 pitches in the first frame, and a very good conservative approach for Augusta. You don't want too much early innings. 3-0 pitch is swung away and fouled to the right side. This will get out of play. For the right-handed swinging, Luis Silva, 3-1. He was 0-1 with a strikeout against Rodriguez back in the second inning. But talking with the staff members for Augusta, specifically Mike Steed, he told me it's really key to not have so many pitches and that many high stress throws on your arm early in the game, and especially looking at Leach's case, the next half inning for Augusta was very short. 3-1 pitch is low, and that's a five-pitch walk. To Luis Silva, it snaps a run of seven straight retired by Sterling Rodriguez, as the inning will continue for Henry Mendez. And pitching coaches throughout the years have told me, too, one of the most interesting things one man told me was it's more harmful to your arm to throw 30, 35, 40 pitches in a single inning rather than throwing 100 pitches throughout a seven-inning game, because there's so much more work on your arm in a shorter amount of time. It's really going to make it harder to go longer in the games, and the recovery process from that is going to be just as critical. First pitch to Mendez, off into the bat to third. Right there is Durbin, soft little toss to second, and that'll do it for the Mudcats in the bottom of the fourth inning. A four-batter frame for the Mudcats, and they come up empty as Rodriguez has thrown three straight zeros. To the fifth we go. It's Carolina 5, Augusta 2 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a phone. Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan application, or branches waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Here from Carolina, Zebulon, North Carolina, that is, Five County Stadium, 9-1-2 coming up for Augusta. Connor Blair leads it off. Mitchell Speltz with you as we're about an hour old, and we are in the fifth inning as we are moving along right again. Especially considering a five-run first for the Mudcats. Green Jackets counter with two in the third on a homer by Cal Conley. Fourth of the season for Cal. He's got a triple and a homer tonight. He's due up third this inning. As here is Connor Blair, who put up his first home run of the year yesterday. Back out there is Jimenez, and a liner to right center field, falling fast, and that'll get down. A base hit for Connor Blair. And he continues his nice little roll at the plate. At just over 400 in the last series against Delmarva. Homer yesterday as he came in about halfway in. And now picks up his first hit of the night with a single to right center field. And on top of the order up for Augusta, down 5-2. Switching in Quintero, bats as a lefty against the righty Jimenez. First pitch is rolled foul down the right field side. And it's nothing in one. Would love to get a couple of runners on for Conley. Not obviously a guarantee he's going to hit another home run. But again, he's been swinging the bat well over the last week or so. Maybe not the results to show for it, but that always has a way of working itself out. The 0-1 pitch, Quintero, and only play for first is going to be Silva. He'll go there to get Quintero. Up to second goes Blair. Once that got past the mound, no chance to turn a double play as it wasn't hit all that hard off the end. Silva looked to second. They said, don't go there. And plenty of time to throw Quintero, but it is a productive out, though. 5-3 on the putout. Up to second goes Blair, and here's Cal Conley. And Blair has good speed anyway, had a good jump off the bag. Conley trying to play run producer once again here in the fifth inning with Augusta down by three. Here's the pitch to Conley, and he swings one at the dirt. Good breaking ball that time from Jimenez, and it's one ball, no strikes. Jimenez has been especially sharp over his last two outings, picked up a quality start last time against the Downey's Wood Ducks. a series they took 4 of 6 against in Kinston. As the pitch is on the outside corner, and it's no balls and 2 strikes. Conley down 0-2, trying to battle his way back. Jimenez trying to put himself in better position to get through this inning with Blair behind him at second. Here it comes, and Conley hits a bouncing ball to second. Zach Robbie backs up into the outfield. He'll make the play and throw out Conley. He's out at first, but up to third goes Blair. As the Green Jackets will try and small ball homer run here as they go Conley from first to third on a couple of ground outs. 4-3 on that one. And now Brandel Mesquita looking for his first hit of the night, as he has been arguably the top offensive threat for Augusta here as we play early in the second month of the year on May the 5th. Infield backs up for Mesquita. First pitch from Jimenez to him is inside. Got a little clutch, but no swing. 1-0. Mesquita is 3-for-10 in the series, including a double back in the opener. Coming off a dominating set against Delmarva last week where he had 7 hits. A triple. Change up that time from Jimenez as he hit the inner part, 1-1. Mesquita comes into this game. He is currently on a 7-game hitting streak, and he's reached base in 17 in a row. Both are currently in the tops actively for Augusta. 1-1 pitch is driven to deep left field. Brandel Mesquita on the run looks up, and this one is going to go off the video board and back into play. A run's going to score on a double by Mesquita. As he was watching that one, he thought he hit it out, but it looked like it hit the video board, and I'm told that is in play. Prevents a home run, but he'll take the RBI, though. It's 5-3. Gave that one a ride to left center. 385 in the gaps, and a hit off either the top of the wall or the video board, which, again, plays as part of the wall here. And again, most other ballparks, that is a home run, so you really got to elevate it on that side to get it out of here, but he does bring a run home. It's 5-3. Another double for Mesquita, and his hit streak has reached his season best of 80. He's done that once already, and now 18 games in a row he has reached base. And now Adam Zabrowski bats as the pitch is high to him, 1-0. I talked to Connor Nairn about him, Brandel Mesquita, the hitting coach for Augusta, and I asked him, what do you like about what he's doing at the plate? He's obviously hit the ball very well, a top 10 in average and on-base percentage, but what is he doing in your eyes that has made him successful? As Zabrowski takes one over the top, ball 2. And he told me he's just keeping it simple up there. He's not trying to do too much, and he's taking what he's given, and here comes a mound visit from the pitching coach for the Mudcats. Drew Thomas will come out and talk with Jimenez as the score is now 5-3. Another run stands at second base. But he told me, like a lot of young hitters, they try to do a lot with a little. He's trying to do almost a little with a little, if that makes sense. And he's taking what he's dealt, and he's doing a lot with it. Anything on the outer part of the plate, he's trying to go to the opposite field. He's not trying to pull it. He's not trying to send it back up the middle. And it doesn't always have to be hit super hard for him. Look at the extra base hits. There haven't been a ton of them there, more than him, but the singles work. They get the job done. He gets on base. And when he gets good pitches to hit, he hammers them. And just like that last one, sent it the deep left center field and nearly a second homer of the year. Now he stands at second base. 2-0 the count to Zabrowski after the brief mound meeting. And the pitch is outside. 3-0. The tying run now at the plate. Now one ball away from getting on base with Stephen Paulini next. And Brandel Mesquita is a guy who's getting a lot of attention in the Braves farm system in a quick amount of time. 3-0. Zabrowski had a big cut on a 3-0 pitch, and he fouls it back 3-1. Certainly nothing out of the ordinary there. Nestor Perez, along with a lot of other managers, going to give their players the green light on something 3-0 if it's good. And that was a fastball just below the letters. Three balls and 1 strike, a look to second base. Here comes. And Zabrowski takes a ball inside. Didn't miss by a lot. And Zabrowski is on. That is the third time he has reached. 2 walks and a single. And now the tying runs are on for Augusta. Down 5-3. They're now out hitting Carolina in this game 6-5. Mudcats do not have a hit since the first inning. They do have a couple of base runners. And now Stephen Paulini, if he can punch something to the gaps here, he maybe got a shot to tie it. Mesquita at second, Zabrowski at first. Jimenez from the stretch, kicks and throws. As that one's rifled to left, Perez moving near the line. He'll get there and make the catch. And that'll do it. Another sharp hit right to the left fielder for Carolina. But Augusta now inches within two on the double by Brando Mesquita. It's now 5-3, halfway home here from Five County Stadium on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Premier Networks is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right.
Green Jackets inch a run closer. It's now 5-3 Carolina, bottom of the fifth inning, as a Starling Rodriguez, who has tossed three scoreless so far, as he will deal with the top of the order for Carolina, starting with Jackson Chorio, 2-3-4. Righty, righty. First pitch to Chorio is a ball just off the plate, and it's 1-0. And Rodriguez has been a big part of this comeback. It was 5-0 when he's entered. He's kept the Mudcats at bay with 5 runs on just a couple of walks. As the pitch is down, 1-0, or 2-0, I should say. He's kept him with no runs with a couple of walks. Has not allowed a hit. Mudcats had 5-on-5 in the first inning. They have been very much limited by Rodriguez since. 2-0 pitch is outside, and it's 3-0. This is the part of the order that can give Carolina some breathing room. Rodriguez facing them for the second time. 3-0 to Chorio. A swing and a foul back. He's got some big cuts up there. 3-1. Matt Sterling Rodriguez got him to pop out to shallow right back in the second inning. 3-1 pitch is going to dot the eye on the outside corner right as Chorio dropped his bat thinking it was ball four. And now Rodriguez puts himself where Chorio's got to readjust up there. Back into the batter's box with 11 on the pitch clock. Rodriguez set the belt. He's ready to go. Here's the pitch. A swing and a ground to short. Cal Conley scoops it up, flips to first, and that's out number one. Chorio legging that one out, up by a step and a half. One away now for Eduardo Garcia. A hard roller, but right to Cal Conley's position in the shortstop. That's a good battle back for Rodriguez. Was down 3-0 to Chorio. Good 3-1 pitch, got to 3-2, and then he got in a roll over on one. Garcia is 0-2 in the game. First pitch to him is fouled away. And 0-1 goes right back. However, with a ground out back in the first inning, he did produce the game's first run. For our second, got Henry Mendez home. The 0-1 is right in there. Good fastball from Rodriguez, and it's 0-2. Has now been dialed in since three straight outside the zone to start this inning. Working exclusively from the stretch. Here he comes. And he missed a little low. Good spot, though. Maybe a little in. But a little glove tap back to Rodriguez from Zabrowski saying that's a good spot. Good waist pissed on an 0-2. Here's the 1-2. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up at 92, and Rodriguez punches out Garcia. Two away. Well-placed fastball. That's about where the velocity's been today for Sterling Rodriguez. He is commanding it very well. Trying to keep it going. Rodriguez on that last pitch, number 52. He's thrown 32 in the strike zone. First pitch coming to Jesus Chirinos is fouled straight back, 0-1. And that's a pretty good ratio, too, for Rodriguez and really any pitcher for that matter. And you love to see super high strike totals, and that shows you're being efficient. But at the same time, it's good to waste pitches, too. You don't want to throw everything for a strike. You want to put them right on those corners, because those are the tougher ones to hit if you get plenty of the plate. Hitters at this level can make you pay. As the 0-1 pitch, a soft bouncer to first. Braulio Vasquez right there, and he will take it to the bag. And that's a three-batter inning for a Sterling Rodriguez. He is on a roll. Four shutout innings, and the game remains close. It's now 5-3 Carolina. We go to the sixth inning here from Five County Stadium.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted.
Vasquez leads off the top of the sixth for Augusta. First pitch is a check swing strike, and it's 0-1. Israel Puello is the new pitcher for Carolina. He is on to work the sixth inning for the Mudcats. Here's the pitch, and Vasquez sends one back up the middle. That's a base hit. Second pitch from Puello. Vasquez serves it back into center field, and that'll bring the tying run to the plate here in the sixth inning. As Vasquez continues to swing the bat well in his action. So here comes Caleb Durbin. Puello is making his fifth appearance. He has started a couple of times. He's 2-2. He has earned a decision every time he has pitched. As he is on for a starter, Edwin Jimenez. First pitch to Durbin. That is down and away. Missed with a slider. One ball, no strikes. Last time for Puello against Down East. Earned a win. Went six innings as a starter. Gave up five runs, however, but did strike out nine. He's got big stuff. 1-0. Durbin takes one just a bit down and out. 2-0. That was his longest start of the year by far. Otherwise, went 4 1/3 in his only other start against Fredericksburg. That was a loss. Fred Nat's got three on him. Pitched well, though. Struck out six. 2-0 pitch. That one's a little in. And now it's 3-0. Durbin would be the last guy you want to walk in this spot if you're Puello, especially considering Vasquez is already on the base path. He has not looked to run. As he continues to watch Puello pitch all the way through. 3-0 is a strike. Fires one across the corner. Three balls and a strike to Caleb Durbin. Now Brandon Parker due next. 5-3 Carolina top of the sixth inning, but the tying run is at the plate. There goes Vasquez. 3-1 pitch is in. It's ball four, and Vasquez not going to matter. Zach Robbie's looking at the umpire. Elliot Melton, is he safe or out? He says it doesn't matter. It's ball four. Durbin has the walk. Two are on. Nobody out for Parker. I thought he was safe. Robbie looked like he thought he was out, but it didn't matter. Catcher Carroll still snapped it down anyway, and now Augusta in business here. Puelo against Brandon Parker. There goes Vasquez for third. Pitches in. Throw down to third is not in time. Up to second goes Durbin. Successful double steal. Second and third. Nobody out on what was ball one. Vasquez a bit of a delayed steal, but he has world-class speed. I beg your pardon. The pitch was a strike. But again, it's a double steal. 14th for Durbin. Vasquez now has six. As he stands at third, Durbin at second. Now a base hit could tie this game. The pitch to Parker is down away. One ball, one strike. That's good heads-up base running by Durbin as well on that. He sees Vasquez running, you run too. As they're going to go after that lead runner most often than not. 1-1. Parker, a chopper to third. It's scooped up. They're going to go after Vasquez, fire to home. He's in a rundown. It's perfectly executed by the Mudcats as they tag him out. Durbin cannot advance. And at first now is Parker. Vasquez went on contact, and Silva went straight for home. And Vasquez stopped running halfway as he tried to create a diversion, see if he could move both runners up. But that was about as well of an executed rundown as you could put down by Carolina as they got Vasquez out immediately. And Durbin not able to get to third base. And now here's Connor Blair. Juan Mateo has just begun throwing in the Augusta bullpen. He's slated to come in next. That might be for the sixth inning. And Israel Puelo helps himself in a big way by getting the lead runner. Still two out there with one out for Blair, who's got a single already. First pitch to him is a little in, and it's 1-0. If Vasquez keeps running to home on that, that is if Silva's going to have to make a perfect throw, which he did, to start that rundown. He just kind of got caught in no man's land. I think with his speed, that's the right decision to go on contact as Blair had a big cut, but he missed. 1-1. Again, you're still in a good spot, though. Got two good base runners out there. And now it's all about finding a way to move them up. This was a spot where Augusta was in some trouble the last two nights. They were combined between Tuesday and Wednesday's game 0-19 with runners in scoring position. The pitch to Blair is fouled back. And it's one ball, two strikes. They have one today. That was on the Brandall Mesquita last double. Cal Conley's two-run homer was runner at first, so not scoring position. But getting the big knocks when they needed them, haven't been there in this series, and that's especially haunted them yesterday. Being 0-11 in that department. 1-2 pitch. Blair, a check swing on a pitch in around his knuckles. They ask. He did not go, says Elliot Melton. It's 2-2. Good pitch to challenge him inside, and kind of just one of those defensive reactions to it, and able to hold that bat back. And it's 2-2. And a 5-3 Carolina lead. They have been kept off the board big time since the first inning when they scored five runs. 2-2 pitch. Blair hits one in the air, shallow right. Going back on it is Zach Robbie. Charging in is Mendez. He'll call him off and make the catch. And neither runner can advance. Up there for a long time. And now after second and third, nobody out. It's now first and second, two outs with no runs in. And it's up to Geraldo Quintero to keep this inning going. Almost in the infield where it would have been an infield fly. But since it made it to the outfield, it is not. And for those of you unfamiliar with the infield five rule, it's a pop-up with runners at first and second or bases loaded with one or two out, or zero and one out, excuse me. First pitch to Quintero, a roller foul down the first base side. Nothing in one. And the purpose of that rule is so the infield can't drop the ball and know the runner is out or the batter is out. So you can go at your own risk. If it's caught, you still have to tag up, but the batter is just automatically out. Nothing in one. Puelo looks to second. The pitch to Quintero is outside as Carroll pumps the throw down to second. He doesn't snap it, though. And it's 1-1. Keeping a close eye on Durbin. He's getting some big jumps out there. Outfield is very shallow for Carolina, especially Chorio in the center field. There's a lot of room behind him. Break-even pitch. Quintero takes strike two. Darted right on the outside edge, and now Geraldo Quintero forced the battle back. 1-2. Carolina 5, Augusta 3. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a fly ball in the infield. Playable for somebody. It'll be the third baseman Silva backing up and making the catch. And Israel Puello turns back the Green Jackets in the sixth inning. 2-1, nobody out, and they get nothing out of it as Puello works himself out of trouble. 5.5 complete. It's still Carolina 5, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
1948,
offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is ready 24/7, with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hi, this is Adam Shoemaker with the Augusta Green Jackets, and you're listening to the future stars of the Atlanta Braves.
Juan Mateo has the bottom of the sixth inning for Augusta. The Carolina Mudcats clinging to a 5-3 lead as Mateo is the third pitcher tonight for Augusta. The right-hander from Tennessee Wesleyan University is one of the best pitchers out of the bullpen for Augusta. The hard-throwing right-hander, 29 years of age, first year in the Atlanta Braves system. He has worked six times this year, 6 2/3 innings, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks. He has 1 save this year. He was the first Green Jacket to record a save. That was back in Myrtle Beach. This is Jefferson Carroll, the 5-hitter to begin, and the first pitch is a strike at 99 that he swung through up in the zone. Going right to the gas. He has a big fastball, 98, 99. He will touch consistently with it as he gets up on Carroll. The 0-1 pitch, a fastball blown by him again at 98 miles an hour. Seeing a lot of flamethrowers coming out of the bullpen. Oli Munoz yesterday touched 99 on a couple of occasions, and straight gas for Mateo to start it. The 0-2 to Carroll. Fastball at 99 miles an hour. As he continues to rush it in there. Mateo working exclusively from the stretch. The right-hander is ready. He kicks and throws. A wave and a fly ball to right. Lazy pop for the right fielder, Brandel Mesquita. He'll make the catch, and there is one gone. Time to fly one off the end of the bat. As Mateo gets the first batter he sees. And now here's Hedbert Perez. Just 2 base runners for Carolina since the first inning, and a lot of credit goes to Sterling Rodriguez holding the 4 down for the last 4 innings out of the pen. What was the best outing of the year for S. Starlin coming out of the pen and some emergency relief pitching long innings today. First pitch to Perez is outside. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Wildcats don't have a hit since the first inning. Rodriguez threw four shutout with four strikeouts, two walks. No hits allowed. Retired all but two batters he faced. 1-0 pitch to Perez. It's a little down and in to the lefty, and it's two balls and no strikes. Walked Luis Silva, and he walked Henry Mendez. However, neither of them got past first base. Two balls, no strikes. Mateo, ready, kicks and fires. A fastball outside at 98, and it's 3-0. And the Mudcats got five on Landon Leach in the first inning. They hit him hard, but the bullpen has come in and kept this game within arm's reach. They're now within two. I mean, they're out hitting Carolina 7-5 now. 3-0, a swing and a pop-up. Back behind home, Zabrowski sheds the mask. Will he have room? And he will just miss it. It stayed in but got really close to that wall. Unable to make the catch. Has never got comfortable. You really don't know where you are, especially playing in a road ballpark. There's a lot of room and foul territory behind home here at Five County Stadium. And Zabrowski had enough, but those are ones you kind of want to get under with, especially with a catcher's mitt. Go in the glove, because that ball can pop out when it goes straight up like that. Three balls and one strike to Hedbert Perez. Mateo comes back. A swing and a miss. A foul tip caught by Zabrowski at 99 as Mateo has thrown nothing but fastballs here in his inning of work. Trying to come back to get Perez, the big swinging lefty for Carolina. A little shift down for him. Here's the 3-2 offering. It is low. We lost him. Fastball at 98. He didn't bite on it, and Perez works the walk. He's on for the second time. That's the second free pass tonight for the left fielder for Carolina. The number 8 prospect in the Brewer system is aboard for Jeremy Vargas. As Perez runs very well over at first, has a good lead. Mateo pretty quick to home. First pitch to Vargas is up, and it's 1-0. Guy who gets rid of the ball pretty quick and also has some great velocity. And Zabrowski's already thrown out a base stealer in this game. That was back in the first inning. Threw out Vargas, the man at the plate. 1-0. A swing and a miss. Threw a changeup that time. Good off-speed pitch, and that'll change the pace on you. A fastball of that velocity is already very good. But when you have a changeup slider, a good complementary pitch, it makes it that much harder to hit. Because now you're thinking other things, and you'll be behind a lot more heaters. Mateo fires over to first. It goes in and out of the glove of Vasquez, but not far enough as Hedbert Perez dives back in. He got off the base immediately for a second as he wasn't touching it. Then Vasquez charged at him, but then he stuck the foot back in there. Kind of just lost his concentration for a second, but he's back in there. One ball, one strike. To Jeremy Vargas. 1-1. A swing and a liner to right. Going back, Mesquita. This has had a little charge to it, but he'll make the catch right in front of the track, and they are two away. Kind of was just gliding back and then picked up the tempo a little bit as that one continued to carry. Two away now for his Cats, bottom of the sixth inning. Go back to Mateo for a second. There are a lot of pitchers, even at the major league level, who have that big fastball, and that can get you strikeouts, can get you outs, but it can give you life when you have another good pitch with it. And with 99, if you can get a good slider with that, you have closer ability in long term as Mateo fires over to first. And once you get to the big leagues and you're throwing 99, 100, it's fast. But when big league hitters are sitting on that, it's not as fast to them, and they can really get a hold of them. First pitch to Robbie is a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Good example of that would be today against the pitcher the Brewers face, Hunter Green, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball at the Cincinnati Reds. He's been in the rotation all year, but in terms of average velocity, he has hit over 100 over 50 times this year. 0-1. Robbie takes strike two. Well-spotted changeup outside corner, 0-2. He's hit 101, 102, but the thing is, that's really the only pitch he's thrown for strikes. And as a result, not just the Brewers who knocked him around today, if that's all you're throwing for strikes, that's the only thing they're going to sit on. Throw over to first, and Perez back with a dive, close play, and it's 0-2. Or if you just can't throw anything else for strikes, and hitters are just going to sit on the one pitch, and fastball at 100 isn't going to be as nearly effective Maybe as a fastball at 97, combated with a good slider. You have to have another pitch. And Mateo showing a good changeup. As there goes Perez. The pitch is down. Zabrowski fires to second. The throw is on the bag and not in time. Perez just able to avoid the tag and get the hand on the base in time to steal it. And that was a tough pitch to throw on for Zabrowski anyway. It was a little low in the dirt, and Perez has the stolen base. He's in a scoring position. First runner to get the second base for Carolina since the first inning. One ball, two strikes to Zach Robbie. Mateo just trying to finish him off at the plate. This will be a 16th pitch of the inning. Perez with a good lead off his second. Fly ball, foul to the right side. That one will get out of play. Off the roofing and back into the seating area. One and two to the tough hitting Zach Robbie. Trying to keep this a two-run game. Cal Conley, Brandel Mesquita, Adam Zabrowski, the three due up in the seventh for Augusta. That has been the heart that has started it all today. Mateo ready for the 1-2. Here it comes. Another foul as he sends it to the right field side. Robbie on that fastball. Now this is where, considering he's got that timing, if Mateo can give him that changeup and put it in a good spot where you either get a swing and a miss or you get it on the corner, you're probably going to get him as he is all in on that fastball. A 1-2 is the changeup, but he missed low with it. And Robbie saw it well, 2-2. That's the discipline of a good hitter right there, Zach Robbie. Perez continues to extend his lead off of second. Normal depth all around. Mateo trying to win the long battle with Robbie. This is pitch number 7. Lifts the leg and deals in time. Called by Robbie at the last second, and Mateo stopped himself. That's one of those instances where, as a pitcher, you're better off just throwing the pitch to home. That's the one time a batter can call for time during an at-bat. You get it once. Otherwise, an umpire is told to deny it and just let the play go. 3-2 pitch. Robbie is swinging a miss. He gave him the changeup, and Mateo strikes him out to strand Perez at second base. Needed to go to that changeup to get him, and he pulled the string and got the strikeout. As he faces the Mudcats in 4, gives up nothing. We go to the 7th. It's still Carolina 5, Augusta 3. Green Jackets looking to rally in the 7th on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
You can put to work, gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative...
Top of the 7th inning here from Five County Stadium. Mitchell Speltz with you. 5-3, Carolina leads Augusta. Mudcats trying to take the first three games of this series. Augusta trying to get back in the 6-game set. In addition to that, beat the Carolina Mudcats for the first time ever. 0-6 against them last year. 0-2 to start this series. And now down by 2. And it'll be Cal Conley to start it off. A triple and a homer today for Cal. As he looks to be the rally starter here in the 7th inning. Down 2, 9 outs to work with. As the bullpen has really held down Carolina since the first inning. First pitch to Cal Conley is right in there. As he starts him with a pitch at 88 miles an hour. And it's 0-1. No hits for the Mudcats since the first. Just 3 walks. Got their first runner to second since the first. Last inning as Conley fouls one back. And it's 0-2. Perez walked and stole second. And now Augusta with 3 innings to complete the comeback. 0-2 pitch. Conley is swinging a miss. High cheese from the right-hander Puelo, and he strikes out Conley to begin his second inning of work. One away for Brandel Mesquita. who tied his season best hitting streak at 8 with a double that scored a run back in the fifth inning. He has now reached base in 18 consecutive games. Brandel Mesquita continues to make a name for himself here for Augusta here in the early stages of May. First one with a changeup, and it's 0-1. A near homer off the video board, which is in play here at Five County Stadium as the pitch runs inside to the righty Mesquita, 1-1. At least looking at the replay of it, it looked like it got the very right side of the video board, almost an alley where it got out of here. Pitch to Mesquita is fouled back, had a great cut at it, and it's 1-2. Regardless, a near miss and an RBI double. The way Mesquita left the box on that one, I think he thought he had it, as did I. One ball, two strikes, the count. The pitch to Mesquita is hammered to deep left field. He didn't miss it this time. It's a solo homer for Brandel Mesquita. It's a one-run game. That one had plenty of distance, and the Green Jackets from 5-0 down make it a 5-4 game. Second long ball of the night for Augusta. First Conley, now Mesquita, who has his second of the year as he mashed that one to deep left field. And Augusta is getting very, very close. And now it's Adam Zabrowski. Two-hit night for Brandel Mesquita. First pitch to Zabrowski's outside for ball one. A 1-0 pitch. The Augusta catcher is a little inside, 2-0. And now that they're so close, can they tie this game, take the lead, and can the bullpen continue to put up zeros? That's been the most impressive part about it as Zabrowski swings to the 2-0 pitch, 2-1. That's the most important part about any comeback, and any team will stress that to you. You have to keep the opponent off the board. You can't let them run up that lead. 2-1. Zabrowski had a good cut, but he missed. Tied him up inside with a fastball, 2-2. As Zabrowski calls for time, wants to reset the gears a little bit. 5-4 now the score. Zabrowski trying to keep the line moving. Here's the pitch, and it is just off the outside corner. Caro was ready to snap that to the pitcher, and he throws it low, and it rolls into center field. Caro shaking his head. He thought he had strike three, and that one did not miss by much. But Zabrowski has a great eye for the plate. All three, strike two. Here it comes from Puello, and he missed in. Zabrowski is now on for the fourth time. Two hits and two walks, and he is on as the tying run here in the seventh inning for Stephen Paulini. And soon you might see, who knows, the automatic strike zone. It's already being tested out in some levels of minor league baseball, but ABS, they call it, automatic balls and strikes, and we'll see if that ends up being a long-term thing in baseball, but it ends up being a walk to Zabrowski as the first pitch to Paulini goes off the glove of Caro into the backstop and up to second goes Zabrowski. Tying run in scoring position. And now Augusta needs that big hit with a runner in scoring position. Can Paulini be the guy that delivers it here? And more on the automatic balls and strike system and kind of that automatic strike zone where it hits a certain part of the plate. It's a strike and there's no more wider zones, tighter zones. It is what it is. And we'll see if that's something that plays long term. 1-0 pitch. Paulini checks swing on a slider down and in. Able to hold it up. It's 2-0. Abraulio Vasquez due next. A walk at this juncture doesn't kill Puello and the Mudcats. Puts up that double play possibility. But as tough as they come to double up with Vasquez, who's on deck. 2-0. Is on the outside corner. A little wide strike, but he gets the call. And it's 2-1 as he backdoor one. Still a good count for Paulini, who is 0-3 in this game. Hit it sharply last time to left, but no result as Perez caught one near the line. The 2-1. Paulini takes one right down the middle. 2-2. He's looking for something else. And now Israel Puello has a 2-2 count. Zabrowski, the tying run at second in a 5-4 game here in the top of the seventh inning. Carolina up a one. A swing and a miss from 2-0 down. Puello gets Paulini on a high fastball. And there are two away for Vasquez. Only at 86, but Puello very deceptive with the pitch. 86 looks a lot faster coming out of his hand. That's where a lot of his strikeouts come from. And now two away for Braulio Vasquez, who singled back into center field a couple innings ago. Actually, last inning, I beg your pardon. Vasquez now trying to be the source to tie it. First pitch is inside, missed with a changeup. It's 1-0. Put himself at the third base spot with nobody out last inning, but then got caught in a rundown, and that would be a downfall for the remainder of the inning as Augusta did not score in the frame after second and third with nobody out. The 1-0 pitch, Vasquez out in front of one. Good changeup again on the inner part. Tried to turn it around, but got him on his front foot. One ball, one strike to Vasquez. He's got a little hitting streak himself going. He has reached in his last three games, but he's got now a 10-game on-base streak going with his hit last inning as he calls for time. One ball, one strike to count in game three of this series where the Mudcats have won the first two. Augusta trying to complete their largest rally of the season. Need one more run at least at this point. 1-1 pitch. He waved and missed on one outer half. Fastball from Puello at 87. It's 1-2. Now Brando Mesquita with a solo home run to start this inning has pulled Augusta within one. Vasquez, a base hit, gives him a great shot to tie it. Zabrowski still the runner at second base, trying to get some good leads out there, and he will walk it back as Robbie was sneaking in behind him at second. Hit doesn't guarantee Zabrowski score. Depends how hard it's hit and where. A 1-2 pitch. Vasquez waves and fouls one back. Just able to hang on a defensive swing. Choro has a big arm in center field. Your best bet's probably right field if you're Vasquez, but if you get something to right center, considering the big gap out there, very good score. A 1-2 pitch. Vasquez rolls one up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Charging, gloving. Vargas throw on the run. Not in time as Vargas not able to throw out. Vasquez just beat it out. Anybody else, they might get the out there, but not Vasquez. Zabrowski goes from second to third. Watch that throw all the way through, but now runners on the corners for Caleb Durbin. Second hit in as many innings for Braulio Vasquez. Vargas at short, played that about as well as he could. And anytime weak contact gets past the mound with Vasquez running, the intensity with his speed makes him so hard to throw out. Now runners on the corners for Durbin. First pitch up and in. Look out, 1-0. And now we'll see if Vasquez maybe looks to run here. Last thing he wants to do is get thrown out in the base pass. But if he gets the second, now you're talking a base hit gives Augusta the lead. Has a good lead off of first. He stays. The pitch is hit back up the middle. Base hit, Caleb Durbin. Zabrowski scores, and this game is tied. From 5-0 down to 5-5 all in the seventh inning, Caleb Durbin delivers with his 16th RBI of the year to even this game up. And the man who has come through with so many clutch hits in big spots prior to tonight comes through again with two outs in the seventh inning. Vasquez goes to second. Durbin gets one into center to score Zabrowski. And now a mound visit from pitching coach Drew Thomas as Augusta has fought all the way back. 5-0 down through the first inning and got all their run production there to Carolina. But I told you, don't go anywhere. A long way to go, and Augusta has fought back. 5 runs now on 10 hits. And again, Carolina does not have a hit since that first inning. 10 straight hits for Augusta during that frame, or during the stretch. And now they have tied this game up. Team best 16th RBI for Caleb Durbin. And the king of timely hits for Augusta, especially with two outs, has been that man over at first now. But now you got excellent. Probably not going to see a double steal. You wouldn't figure with Vasquez running at second. That's the key run. You want to get him home, get the lead. Anything after that's extra. But again, with Carolina's offense, you just never know. And with Parker at the plate, you'd like to keep at least a pair out there and give him a chance to swing it. 5-5 now the score. We've got a whole new game going to the final three innings as Parker hits one deep to right. Going back on it, Mendez. Warning track turns around, and it's off the wall. Vasquez will score. Here comes Durbin. Parker's on his way to third, and he's in there. A two-run triple from Brandon Parker, and Augusta's got a 7-5 lead here in the seventh inning. And the dugout is pumped up for the Green Jackets. This game looked like it could have gone so wrong so early, but now Augusta stays resilient, comes all the way back, and now has the lead here in the seventh inning. As Brandon Parker comes through for the source of offense off the wall with a three-bagger. Second triple of the night for the Green Jackets. And now trying to add on, Connor Blair will bat. What an inning and what a run. Still got nine outs to get, and I'll add on some insurance as they've gotten to Israel Puello here in the seventh inning with four runs. First pitch to Connor Blair is low, and it's one ball, no strikes. And Parker, like Blair, has been very much due at the plate, and we've seen Blair really come along. He had some good hits in his at-bats early, or some good contact that didn't give him the results, but he's really come on, and now so has Brandon Parker. The 1-0 pitch is low, 2-0. Puello continues to work from the stretch. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Blair takes a strike, and it's 2-1. It took a while for Brandon Parker to get his first set of RBIs. Got it on the last homestand against Delmarva. Said it a lot when he was at the plate. He was due. And he finally got that RBI on Delmarva, but now two big ones on the long triple. 2-1 is inside, 3-1. Augusta now has 13 triples on the year. Only Charleston has more. In terms of batting average, River Dogs lead the Carolina League. Offensively, in terms of runs, it's Fredericksburg by quite a bit, although their offense has been kept in check recently. 3-1 pitch is low, and that is a five-pitch walk to Connor Blair. And Israel Puello has run into the struggle bus here in the seventh inning as the Green Jackets are going to bat around with Geraldo Quintero coming to the plate, and Victor Estevez is going to make a call to the bullpen. But the damage has been done here in the seventh inning. From 5-0 down, Augusta has put themselves ahead 7-5 with a chance to add more to it. As a call is being made, Estevez will take the ball from Puello. He is out. Green Jackets by two. Top of the order coming up with two outs, and now a 7-5 Augusta lead here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Got a branch. Got a phone, got a prince on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
Trevor Teague takes over on the mound for Carolina. Green Jackets have the lead 7-5 here in the top of the seventh inning. They have come back from 5-0 down to grab the lead here in the seventh. Runners on the corners for Geraldo Quintero. First pitch from Teets is low for ball one. Team best 10th appearance for Teets, the right-hander from Watertown, Wisconsin, and Jefferson County Community College in Missouri. The 21-year-old kicks and throws as Quintero takes one down, 2-0. Four runs already in the inning, Homer by Brandel. Mesquita started it. RBI single by Caleb Durbin tied it. Brandel and Brandon Parker, two-run triple, gave Augusta the lead. 2-0. Quintero got jammed. Hits one to shallow left. Going back on it. Vargas charging in Perez. He'll get there and make the catch. And that will end the inning. But Augusta puts 9 to the plate. They score 4 and snatch the lead for the first time tonight. It's 7-5. Augusta, we stretch from 5 County Stadium on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Seven-five Augusta lead. We are in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Juan Mateo now out there with a lead against Luis Silva. 9-1-2 coming up for Carolina. As Augusta now up 2, has 9 outs to get to beat the Mudcats for the first time ever and get back in this series. First pitch to Silva, line to right. Mesquita charges back near the line. He'll have room and a catch. And there is one pitch and one out for Juan Mateo here in the seventh inning. Silva now 0 for 2 after that lineout. And now here comes the top of the order in Henry Mendez.
Striker Henry Mendez.
First pitch to Mendez. That's a bullseye from Mateo at 83 as he goes to the changeup. Gave up one base runner last inning, but left him out there at second base. 0-1 pitch. Mendez, broken back, grounded to second base. Easy play for Geraldo Quintero, and there are two away. 4-3 on the putout. Two up, two down, and here comes Jackson Chorio. Two outs in the inning. Chorio now at the plate. That's on the right-hand side against Mateo. He's 1-for-3 in the game. First pitch is spiked in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. The Chorio had a long double back in the opening inning. Otherwise, has been kept quiet. As Starlin Rodriguez, the big table setter tonight for Augusta. 4 shutout innings, and now Mateo working on his second. A pitch coming, a check swing. That is a little in. Good spot, though. 2 balls and no strikes, the count. To the center fielder, one of the youngest, I should say, in full season ball. Just turned 18, Jackson Chorio. Exciting young prospect for the Milwaukee Brewers. Here's the pitch, and he takes strike one. Fastball fired across the outside corner at 98, and the count is 2-1. Mateo trying to get Chorio, face Garcia to start next inning. The pitch coming, a swing and a pop-up. Into right field, playable for somebody. Mesquita charges in. It'll be Quintero giving way for him, and he'll make the catch in foul territory. And Juan Mateo puts up a 1-2-3 seventh inning for Augusta, and it remains 7-5 Green Jackets. We go to the eighth on the Augusta Green Jackets Radio Network.
Social media, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for all the up-to-date news.
Great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum.
Cal Conley starts things off for Augusta, top of the eighth. He was the man leading it off an inning ago when Augusta put four on the board to take a 7-5 lead. Mitchell Spouts with you from Five County Stadium. The Augusta Green Jackets from 5-0 down have a 7-5 lead as Conley tries to bunt and pushes it foul on the third base side. It's 0-1. As impressive as it's been, again, folks, got to finish the job with six outs to go, and you can make it easier but put more runs on the board. Rob Griswold has just begun playing catch. He might be in line for a six-out save as it currently sits. Pitch to Conley is hammered to deep right field. Did he get another one? And he hits one off the wall. Conley on his way to second base, and he's got a double to start off the eighth inning for Augusta. He is now a single short of the cycle. He's got the three hard ones out of the way, and now he just needs a single to complete the first cycle of the year for Augusta as he hammers one off the right field wall. And what has been a great night to play for Cal Conley, a season-best three hits as he has brought the swing here today. And now an insurance out there for Brandel Mesquita, who's been the hot man over the last few innings, a double and a home run. That really got the iceberg tip last inning for Augusta. First pitch to him from Dietz is down and away for ball one. Second in or first full inning of work for Trevor Dietz. Comes in with an ERA. Has one tough outing. That was back on the 16th of April at Fredericksburg. The Fred Nats got five runs in less than an inning on him. Otherwise, he's been fairly good. 1-0 pitch. Mesquita, hard hit ball towards short. Diving Vargas knocks it down but then lost the handle on it. And Mesquita is going to have an infield hit. Brandel Mesquita now a triple shy of the cycle as two Green Jackets are on cycle watch if they get another at-bat. A three-hit ball game for Brandel Mesquita. He's no stranger to the multi-hit ones as he has his second three-hit game of the season. And again, insurance opportunities out there for Adam Zabrowski now, who has yet to be retired tonight. He's reached all four times, one single, and three walks tonight. With nobody out in the inning, Augusta on top 7-5. It was 5-0 through one inning of Carolina on top. Seven straight have been scored in that stretch. Carolina does not have a hit. Now Augusta's out hitting them by eight. First pitch to Zabrowski is on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Dietz trying to look, get a double play ball. That's how the defense is aligned up the middle. And now time called by Zabrowski. A No balls and one strike to the Augusta catcher looking to push punch here. Pitch is driven deep right center field. Zabrowski sends one to the alley and off the wall. Conley's going to score. Mesquita on his horse. He'll come in right behind him. A two-run double for Adam Zabrowski. And it's 9-5 Augusta. And they are taking it to the Mudcats pitchers here in the later innings as Adam Zabrowski drills one to deep right center field. And what was a 5-0 deficit early is now a 4-run edge for the Green Jackets. Impressive of a hitting display as we have seen this year. They've had big run games, but when they have needed a big hit tonight, they have come through after a tough first couple of games of this series. Paulini now the batter, first pitch right down the middle, and it's 0-1. Now what a night it's been. That's why you never get spooked after one inning. No longer safe situation, currently at least at this juncture. Paulini takes a ball outside, and it's 1-1, but that's a good thing. Rob Griswold's probably going to have the eighth regardless, I believe. He looks ready to go. Not about saves and whatnot, and Griswold's a guy who could use some work. Hasn't pitched since last week. 1-1 pitch is down and in, and that'll get away from Caro. Zabrowski takes third, and now he's 90 feet away. And run number 10 in this game for Augusta is now standing at third base. And now no choice here for Carolina. They're going to have to bring the infield in on what is now a 2-1 count to Stephen Paulini. Paulini trying to punch one to the outfield. Zabrowski, good couple step lead off of third. Here's the 2-1. It is up and away, not by much. And Paulini now a very favorable count to play. What Braulio Vasquez do next? Looking for a fastball to hit. Here's the 3-1. He gets it and he fouls it away. Sends out a play to the left. And still 3 balls and 2 strikes as he will await what will be the 7th pitch of this at bat. He hasn't reached yet. This would be a good time to keep the line moving. First 3 have reached for Augusta here in the 8th inning. Now 9-5. The pitch is outside, and he'll work the walk. Deeds came all the way back from 3-0 down or 3-1 down to get it to full. And now he walks Paulini. Double, single, double. Now a walk, and Braulio Vasquez in the 8th inning. Zabrowski still a runner at third. Paulini at first. The middle backs up, and so do the corners for Carolina. First pitch to Vasquez is fouled back 0-1. A little surprised by that. Down by 4 runs, trying to cut off the run at home. You want the double play, but again, Vasquez is very fast. He beat out what would have been a relatively easy 6-3 putout for a lot of shortstops in his last at-bat, but he beat it out by a step. A man who can really run, hit his first home run last series against Delmarva. A 1 pitch is down away. That'll get away from Caro, and here comes Zabrowski, and the Green Jackets up their lead to 10-5. An excited dugout picks up Zabrowski. He had the big hit in the inning as his teammates all over him as he re-enters the first base dugout. 10 unanswered runs for Augusta. And now Braulio Vasquez with Stephen Paulini standing at second base. 1-1, the count. The entire dugout is on the railing for Augusta. They are excited as Vasquez hits one in the air to right. This one is drifting near the line. Going over there is Mendez. He'll make the catch. Paulini's going to bluff a tag as the throw comes in quickly, and that'll be the first out. Thought about it, but Mendez, good, strong throwing arm. Got it in quick. Paulini stays put. Now here comes Caleb Durbin. It was Durbin who came through with the clutch 2-out hit to tie the game last inning, and then Brandon Parker subsequently would give Augusta the lead 1 batter later. Trying to make it 11-5. Durbin 1 home run and the team best 16 driven in after his latest RBI. First pitch to Durbin is going to be catch the outside corner. Good frame job by Kara to bring that one back in. And it's no balls and a strike to Durbin, who picked up his first single last time up. He's reached twice today. As they'll get a new baseball for Dietz on the mound. And Rob Griswold has resumed playing catch in the first base side bullpen. He's going to have the eighth inning, you'd figure, after two shutout by Juan Mateo, four previous shutout frames by Starling Rodriguez to lead up to that and keep this deficit where it was, as the pitch to Durbin is way high, and it's 1-1. As far as the Mudcats are concerned, this is all Dietz on the mound right now. Bullpen is quiet. There are bodies down there, but nobody throwing. One ball, one strike, one out. Caleb Durbin the batter. Here's the pitch. A check swing, a big breaker that missed down and away. 2-1. As Dietz is just having a tough time locating, and the one pitches he's thrown for strikes have been hammered this inning. They have been crushed by the Augusta hitters. There goes Pelini for third. The pitch is nubbed off the front leg and foul for Durbin, and it's 2-2. Augusta now in territory where they're flirting with the most amount of hits they've come through in a game this year. That was 17 against Delmarva last week in their 14-2 win. They're at 14 right now. And they have come in bunches over the last few innings. 2-2 pitch. Durbin hits one high in the air. Foul territory. Third base side. Should be a play there for Silva, and he will make the catch to retire Durbin. And now two outs in the inning. Foul out to the third baseman and Luis Silva. And now Brandon Parker comes up, who has arguably the most important swing of the night with his two-run triple last inning to give Augusta a 7-5 lead at that point. Green Jackets have now scored seven runs over the last inning plus. Two in the third, one in the fifth, four in the seventh, and three in the eighth so far. First pitch to Parker, and it's 1-0. Why not make it 11-5? To 1-0 pitch. Parker takes strike one on a good spinner from Dietz. One ball, one strike. Coming from the state of Wisconsin, Watertown native. Of course, being a Brewer fan, probably in his blood. Always a treat to pitch for your hometown organization. Doing so right now, Carolina Mudcats, the single A affiliate. 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. At the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in Appleton, Wisconsin, not terribly far from Watertown. That's the next level up. It was kind of interesting a couple years ago when you had the COVID shutdown. You had a kind of a change in leagues as well in terms of the levels. And 2-1. Parker, a little grounder towards third. Silva charges. He gloves and fires on the run to get him, and that'll do it for the Green Jackets in the eighth inning, but they do score three more times. More on that story in a little bit. But the Green Jackets added their lead. It's now 10-5 as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like...
Green Jackets now have a 5-run lead. Rob Griswold on to work here in the bottom of the 8th inning with the score now 10-5 Augusta. Middle of the order coming up, though, for Carolina. Eduardo Garcia starts it off against the right-hander from Long Island University, making his 7th appearance on the year. First pitch to Garcia. Got him waving at a slider, and it's 0-1. Has the sidewinder, 6 appearances, 2-for-2 on saves. This is not a save opportunity, but he's probably got the final 6 outs in front of him. The 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss again, and it's 0-2. Ten strikeouts, 5 walks in just under 10 innings. He has been a very reliable arm in that bullpen. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and he missed low. 1-2. A guy they've really trusted, Rob Griswold. Undrafted out of the University of Long Island. Braves picked him up, and he's been big time as the pitch is fouled back. And it remains a 1-ball, 2-strike count to Eduardo Garcia, who is 0-for-3 in this game. Does have an RBI, though, going back to the first inning. Here's the pitch, and it is on the inside corner. Griswold strikes him out with a comebacker as he gets him looking for his first strikeout. Breaking ball that looked in, but then dropped over the top of the plate and an about face from Eduardo Garcia as he picks up the backwards K. And Griswold, a big-time closer relief pitcher coming out from Milford for Connecticut and Long Island University, the Sharks. Pitch to the cleanup batter, and Jesus Chirinos is a strike on the outside corner. Pitch from 2017 to 2021, there for 5 years as the 0-1 pitch is lined the other way and into the right field seats for the righty Chirinos, 0-2. Signed a minor league contract with the Braves back in November of 2021, and he goes right to single A ball in Augusta. As the pitch is a check swing, just missed. Griswold thought he had strike three. He was about to take his turn around the mound. Instead, it'll be a 1-2 count. 1-2. Griswold lifts the leg and throws. And he missed down away. Tried to wipe him out with a slider. Didn't bite on it. 2-2. And Griswold, in addition to being a good pitcher, also was a good hitter for a couple of years with Long Island. Played second base every day for a year. As a 2-2 pitch is going to ring the bell this time as he hits the outside edge with a heater at 88 miles an hour. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rob Griswold as they get him looking. 2 gone for Jefferson Caro. Green Jackets trying to get this series 2-1. Mudcats won the first 2. Griswold currently handling his business on the mound. First pitch to Caro inside. He had to jump out of the way. 1-1, no strikes. Griswold ready to work. Sidewinder exclusively out of the stretch as he deals a fastball that he swings through. 1-1. Not a guy that throws super hard in Rob Griswold, but he's ultra effective. Spots his pitches well, very deceptive. Good 3-pitch mix. Has a fastball, curveball, or slider changeup as he got him out in front of a slider that time. Out of play, and it's 1-2. That slider gets a lot of movement considering that arm angle. It can look like it's going to be inside, then it completely wipes off the plate as he fires a fastball that he swings through. He strikes out the side in the 8th inning, 2-1 as he goes right through the heart of the Mudcats order. To the 9th we go. It's 10-5 Augusta on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Are you wearing our new black? to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
It is on here from Five County Stadium, where the Green Jackets from 5-0 down are now doubling up the Mudcats. It's 10-5 as Jacob Rustowski is on to pitch. The lefty from Texas Tech University in Akron, Ohio is on to work for what will be his 7th appearance of the season. Has a 1-0 record. That win came in his last outing against Down East. Pitch 9 2/3, no runs allowed. Otherwise, has allowed a run in all of his previous six outings, as he will face Connor Blair, Geraldo Quintero, and Cal Conley here in the Augusta half of the 9th inning. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call here from Zip tonight for Augusta. First pitch to Connor Blair is inside as Brustowski missed in with a fastball at 92, and it's 1-0. Lots alike, and we'll discuss it further on the post-game show following as Blair takes a ball inside, and it's 2-0. We'll also take our first look around the Carolina League. Haven't done that so far tonight. A lot of finals. Only one other game going on. 2-0 pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 2-1. Lynchburg and Frederick split a doubleheader today. Lynchburg won game 1, 10-7. Fred Nats game 2, 9-1. Kannapolis over Down East, 5-2. Cannonballers are back to 500 at 12-12. A pitch to Blair is a strike. Fastball at 93 from Brustowski. Myrtle Beach got 24 on the board yesterday. They just needed 2, and it was enough tonight to beat the Salem Red Sox 2-1. Both of those runs came in the 6th inning. Kevin Mate hit a home run for the Pelicans as there's a foul ball. Connor Blair, as he chops it off the front of the plate and twisting foul. Crow Armstrong and Kevin Alcantara have anchored down what has been a dynamic Pelicans lineup since Augusta last saw him. A wild game going on in Columbia that is in the 6th inning currently. 9-7 Shorebirds. Delmarva had 8 runs in the 3rd inning, only lead that game by 2. So long way to go on that one. 2-2 pitch. Blair is swinging a foul off the catcher's mitt of Carroll. Couldn't squeeze it. We'll do it again. 2-2. And thanks to a 6-run 6 for Charleston, they beat Fayetteville tonight 6-2 as they have taken 2 out of 3 in that series so far. Atlanta Braves were off today. Major League club, no action for them. Minor League affiliates looking good today, though. 2-2 pitch is just off the inside corner, 3-2. Mississippi and Pensacola are in a rain delay with Mississippi on top, 1-0 in the 6th. Gwinnett edges out Charlotte 3-2 at Cooley Field. 3-2 pitch is down low, and Connor Blair works in a pitch walk. Really work, and Blair is on for the 2nd time tonight. Now Geraldo Quintero to the plate. Lefty on righty. Brustowski look over the first. First pitch to Quintero. Turns around to hit as a right-hander, and he takes ball 1 in. A switch hitter. And Greenville tops Rome tonight 7-4. Those two teams have been in a good series so far. 1-0 pitch is a ball inside again, 2-0. The game to that series to watch, though, folks, Saturday perhaps. Roiber Salinas will make his starting debut with the Rome Braves in Saturday's contest against the Drive. As another pitch inside as it backs out Quintero, now 3-0. Three pitches on the inner part that didn't miss by a ton. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. And that one is right in there, 3-1. Drozdowski, an undrafted free agent of Texas Tech. He is about set to face his teammate from last year, Cal Conley, due next. 3-1. A swing, a liner that's looping, and this one will be caught over the shoulder by Luis Vargas. Or Jeremy Vargas, excuse me, made a nice catch to take one away from Quintero, and that's the first out of the inning. Just had enough wings on that one to stay in the air long enough for Vargas. And now Cal Conley, that's his former Red Raider teammate, as he will also turn around to bat as a right-hander, has a homer as a lefty in this game. That was the first runs that came across for Augusta back in the third inning. First pitch to Conley is a strike knee-high, and it's 0-1. But Conley gets one shot the cycle here. If he gets a single, it will be a cycle for Cal Conley. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Conley popped it up. In the infield, he's going to come just short of it tonight as the second baseman, Zach, two gone. But the cycle watch isn't totally done yet. Brandel Mesquita's got a shot at it. He needs a triple. Conley needed the easiest one, which is the single. He had everything else. Triple in the first, homer in the third, and then the double in the eighth inning, part of what was a three-run eighth inning for Augusta. And now Mesquita, who has a double in the fifth, homer in the seventh, and a single last time up in the eighth. First pitch to Brandel is a little bit low, ball one. I'll tell you what, that would have been the spot to get it for Cal Conley, facing a former college teammate, and Jacob Brustowski. 1-0 pitch is down and in. He gets out of the way of that one, 2-0. Conley might make him know about that earlier, say, hey, man, you let me just short of the cycle. You assume they're still close. You always see these guys who played together or even in the same conference or growing up at the high school level catch up every now and then. 2-0 offering. Mesquita, broken back, grounded to shortstop. Vargas scoops it up, flips to Robbie at second, and they'll get the force there. Brustowski puts up a scoreless ninth inning, and Augusta three outs away from finishing this off. Up 10-5, three outs to get. Rob Griswold's going to try and get him. And a 10-5 Augusta lead on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal House 41.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your...
Bottom of the ninth, Augusta needs three outs to complete a five-run comeback from 5-0 down. It's 10-5 Augusta. Rob Griswold going to try and finish this off, starting with Hedbert Perez. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Mudcats. Griswold struck out the side in the eighth. First pitch to Perez is a strike as he sweeps one in there at 76 miles an hour. We wrap things up on the postgame show presented by Easy Go as soon as this one's concluded. 0-1 pitch is a ball down low, 1-1. Now, if Griswold's able to finish this one off, it's going to be a good 24-hour turnaround for Augusta, especially considering how this one started here tonight as Perez had a big swing and a miss. Another sweeping slider in his hands, couldn't turn it around, and it's 1-2. Now, walked off last night, 5-0 down after one tonight, and great pitching and big-time offense has led the charge as there's a swing and a miss. Griswold has struck out 4 in a row. 3 consecutive off-speed pitches, 2 sliders got to 1-2, and the changeup gets the job done for Griswold as he strikes out Perez. 1 gone for Jeremy Vargas.
Shortstop Jeremy Vargas.
As he continues to be magnificent on the mound, as good of strikeout stuff as he's had here tonight. Righty on righty, first pitch coming, a wave and a miss, 0-1. Griswold ready to work, 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss again. They are not seeing the ball well against Rob Griswold, and that hides the baseball very well, very deceptive. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a fly ball foul, as they get out of play to the right. As good as the offense has been, especially in the later innings today, this has been just as impressive of a pitching performance by the Augusta bullpen. 0-2 pitch, another foul by Jeremy Vargas, and he will see another 0-2 pitch. And we'll see if it holds. But the Mudcats do not have a hit since the first inning. Nothing into the count. The pitch from Griswold is going to hit the corner. 5 in a row for Rob as he gets him looking. Paints the fastball right along the outside corner, and the Green Jackets are one out away from their first ever win against the Carolina Mudcats after 8 previous tries. And it's up to Zach Robbie, the guy who ended it last night for Carolina. First pitch from Griswold, a foul back, and it's 0-1. I'd love to make it 6 straight strikeouts for Griswold if he can get them, but he'll take the out. No hits and just 3 total base runners since the first as Robbie takes a call at strike 2, and it is nothing in 2. That Green Jacket dugout ready to burst out. And what was possibly their most impressive win of the year, 0-2 pitch is outside. 1-2. Robbie is 0-3 with 3 strikeouts tonight. Why not make it 4? 1-2 pitch. A fly ball to center. Coming over to the right side is Paulini. He's there. He's got it. And this game is over. From 5-0 down, Augusta completes the comeback with an impressive run of 10 in a row to top the Mudcats 10-5 here on this Thursday night. Possibly the most impressive win of the season for Augusta as they take care of business and get back in. They'll score. We'll take a break. Come back with the postgame show coming up right after this on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Is the premier information technology and cybersecurity firm in the CSRA. You have enough to worry about for your business. Leave it to the Augusta IT guys to ensure your IT is done right. No ironclad contracts, no fine print, just fast, reliable technology from an experienced customer-centric team, locally owned. Call for a free cyber assessment because in 2021, IT has to be right. Premier Networks, the official IT partner of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fee.
Welcome into the postgame show presented by Easy Go from Five County Stadium. What a comeback tonight by the Augusta Green Jackets. 5-0 down after one inning, and they come back to win 10-5. They don't just come back, they double up the Mudcats tonight as they get back in this series. Games over 500 at 13-11. My name is Mitchell Spelch with you from Zebulon as we wrap things up here after Game 3, an impressive victory for Augusta. Let's check out the final numbers. First, for the Augusta Green Jackets, 10 runs on 14 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Carolina, 5 runs, 5 hits, all of those in the first inning, no errors, 3 runners left on base. Time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 39 minutes in front of a crowd of 869 here from Five County Stadium. Mudcats knocked out Landon Leach after just one inning, got 5 runs on 5 hits against him, but that is all they got after that. The bullpen of Esterlin Rodriguez, Juan Mateo, and Rob Griswold combined to give up just 3 base runners, all walks over the last 8 innings of the game, keeping the Mudcats off the board, setting the table for the offense to score 10 unanswered runs. Pair of home runs tonight. Cal Conley had his 4th home run, a 2-run shot in the 3rd inning. Brandon Mesquita had one in the 7th that pulled Augusta within a run. And then a big triple by Brandon Parker in the 7th inning to cap off a 4-run frame, put Augusta ahead 7-5. They didn't look back. They get the win 10-5 tonight in a very, very big-time comeback for the Green Jackets. Pitching, obviously the big story, as Juan Mateo ends up wearing the win in this game. He's now 1-0. The losing pitcher is Israel Puello. He is now 2-3 on the season. Now time for our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game. And we had 2 home runs in this game, but we're going to give it to the triple by Brandon Parker that gave Augusta the lead. That is when everything turned on its head. Augusta down 5-0, got the big hit with 2 outs from Brandon Parker with 2 runners on to give Augusta their first lead of the night. They would not give it back in the victory. And now for the IT guy of the game presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. Now, you could go a lot of different ways on this one. However, by the slimmest of margins, I'm going to give it to Cal Conley, who was 3-for-6 tonight. He was a single shy of the cycle, tripled in the 1st, 2-run homer in the 3rd, double in the 8th, scored a run twice. He is the player of the ballgame tonight, the IT guy presented. Just barely beats out Brandon Mesquita. And also, I think Esterlin Rodriguez deserves consideration for the way he threw came in for Landon Leach. We'll check out now the final driver on the league presented by Easy Go as we look at the Carolina League scores. Lynchburg and Fredericksburg split their doubleheaders today. Lynchburg wins game 1-10-7. Fred Nats game 2-9-1. Kannapolis over Down East 5-2 at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Myrtle Beach edges out Salem 2-1 the final score. Delmarva leads Columbia 9-7. That game's in the top of the 8th inning. And Charleston defeats Fayetteville tonight 6-2 with a 6-run 6th inning. Tomorrow, Augusta will send Jordano Perez to the mound. It'll be his debut appearance with the Green Jackets. The right-hander was one of the moves made when Roiber Salinas was promoted to High A Rome along with Ben Dumb. He joins the club. He will get the start tomorrow against Alexander Coronelli as he will be the starter for the Mudcats. Perez against Coronelli, 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow night. Hope to have you with us as we get the weekend started as Augusta looks to even this series at 2 games apiece against the Carolina Mudcats after a come-from-behind win tonight. But otherwise, that is all for us here from Zebulon, North Carolina. One final time, the final score. Augusta 10, Carolina 5. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Radio Network. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night from Five County Stadium. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, folks. Hope to have you with us tomorrow as we get the weekend started. Have a great rest of your night. Talk to you tomorrow. Good night.